Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Chessie's 1-2. Jeopardy check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Vincent the Gay or what?
2-2, 1-2, 1-2, check, check. Can anybody hear me out there? Is this thing fucking on? Hello?
Vincent the Bay.
That's me. Blobbity, bloobity, blobbity, blah. You folks already know what it is. It's motherfucking Vince in the Bay, back up in this for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And, I'd like to thank Carl Barks for participating in the chat room in the spirit of disorderly conduct. He was given a timeout, 2 minutes for being mean. Before this show even started, Carl Barks was muted. Can you believe that? It's got to be a record. First time I can ever remember, well, at least on my show. First time I can remember muting somebody before the show even started. Okie dokily, well, it's Friday, Free Ball Friday, October 19th, 2012. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants. Los Gigantes were victorious. This evening over the St. Louis Cardinals. Who would have thought that Barry Zito would have come through in the clutch, pitching a fantastical game. And so the series goes back to San Francisco for Game 6. I'm trying to pretend like I care. I'm an A's fan. I'll pull for the Giants just because they're Bay Area, but to be honest, if they lose, I really don't give a shit. I do give a shit about your calls, though. I put out a tweet asking people for topics. I have nothing lined up, no guests, no topic for discussion. So it's open lines. You control the conversation. Call in 347-226-7667. I have a few people lined up on the board. I'm going to bring on in just a second. But we got 2 hours here to do what else. I did get a few requests for some music, so I'm going to try to satisfy those requests, fulfill those requests. During the broadcast tonight, so stay tuned. Now, Carl Barks, if I didn't know any better, I would think you are Moxie, okay? Because you're the only person, I mean the only person, that comes in here and tells me that I killed Moxie. The only person. No one else is asking about Moxie, except for you, Carl Barks. I find that suspect. Let's take a poll, internet poll right now. Everybody in the chat room, press the number 1 if you think Carl Barks is really Moxie. Press the number 1 if you think Carl Barks is Moxie. Press 2 if you think it's not Moxie. There we go. We got a couple of ones, a lot of ones, 4 ones so far. Got a 5. Got a 3. Okay. And I got a who is Moxie? Okay, I think that pretty much sums it up. Obviously, Carl Barks is Moxie. What the fuck is a Moxie? Sith Lord Moore the Second asks, "What the fuck is a Moxie?" That's a good question. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you call me at 347-826-7667. It's Free Ball Friday. I'm going to play a request for my good friend City of Flint, who's in the house. Oh, did I do a chat room shout-out, early chit-chat shout-out real quick? Thanks for tuning in early on, early chit-chatters. Anon Sicko, City of Flint, Cake Capitalist, Psycho Kurt, Electro Soundwave, Goosey, hey Goosey, Hammurabi's Code, Hillbilly 865, Jedi Capricorn, hey Jedi Capricorn, he called into the show last night, it was fun talking to you, Carl Barks, a.k.a. Moxie, Mary Mad, Melissa 13, Occupy Man Jose, Quinoga, Sith Lord Moore the Second, Stabby McHugs. Wait, was it Stabby McHugs or City of Flint that? Oh fuck, was it McHugs that gave me a request or City of Flint? I forget. Well, whichever you guys requested a song, I'm going to play it in a second. But rounding it out, the Dr. John Vert and Nyan Wall. Okay, so City of Flint was the one who requested the song. All right, I'll get to that in a bit. And your calls. Stick around, everybody, because it's Free Ball motherfucking Friday.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard,
and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free balling. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free balling. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitches that I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yep. It's Vince in the Bay back. with you for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And that musical selection was fulfilling a request for our good friends, City of Flint. It was, the track was Larry Pierce, by Larry Pierce, and the name of the song is Good Hard Screwin'. Check it out on YouTube, kids. Spread the love. Anyway, while we were enjoying that musical interlude, our good friend Carl Barks was put on timeout again. 2 minutes for misspelling the word Negro. It's spelled N-E-G-R-O. Not K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W. Okay. Anyhow, it's Vincent the Bay. And I have quite a few people on the line waiting to come on. And I'm going to bring them on right now. I believe I'm being joined by Adnan Sicko. Is that you, Sicko?
Yes, it is. How are you doing today, Vince?
I'm doing fantastical. I'm actually on location right now. I'm broadcasting from Lake Tahoe, California. I'm up here doing a fundraiser for my BTR campaign.
Nice.
And we have a over $9,000 a plate dinner that we're doing tomorrow night. And then there's going to be an over $9,000 price of admission for a golf tournament. And also over $9,000 a person to ski down the slopes of Lake Tahoe, because we're expecting some snow later in the week.
That's weird.
I'm going to get the best of both worlds here.
Yeah, we on our way out to Chicago, we stopped by Lake Tahoe, and God, that is beautiful. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's amazing. I planned on, before the dinner tomorrow, I'm planning on doing a nice little nature hike. Maybe I'll bring my flip cam and shoot some footage.
Everybody should know, I'm in mourning today. The legend, Big Texan, at the Texas State Fair burned down today. It's the death of an icon.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
I said everybody should know that I'm in mourning today. The icon, Big Tex from the Texas State Fair, burned down today. It's been there since, like, 1908 or some shit like that.
Big Tex?
Yeah, big 52-tall statue thing that waves and says hi and everything to people coming into the State Fair, burned down today.
Don't fret, my friend. We can rebuild him.
Yeah, they will, but it's not the same. It's just not the same.
Be faster, stronger, smarter.
Yeah, maybe now he'll, like, dance. That'd be pretty cool. Big 52-foot-tall statue dancing.
Yeah, and they can make him into Lego form. You know how they make everything into Lego form?
Yeah.
That's how Lego makes money now, because they don't actually sell Legos anymore. Because kids don't play with Legos. Kids play with video games and shit.
Yeah, they just make all the video games Legos now.
So they just make Lego-themed video games and movies.
And those video games usually are pretty good, too. That's what's weird about it is they're aimed at kids. There are some of them out there, like the some of the Star Wars-themed ones that... Not even hardcore gamers, but gamers that they actually will recommend that you go and play, and they're aimed at kids, at little kids.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, our friend in the chat room, Jedi Capricorn, floated up an idea. He said, why don't we get everybody's favorite Star Wars quote? Notice it's Star Wars and not Star Trek.
Star Trek. Here's the thing about Star Wars versus Star Trek is there's only in the six movies, that's probably what 12-15 hours worth of movies. Yeah, there's like 5 billion episodes of Star Trek the series. All right, so it's more you get a more connection with the characters in Star Trek.
Whatever.
Not to mention, it's just cooler, bro. It is.
Whatever. Needs more schmoop. Well, why don't you have Schmoop give us a ring-a-ding, and we'll bring him on. He called,
He called when Jen Emick was on the show.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious. Yeah, tell him to call in. He was funny.
Yeah. They're the best of friends. That's why he was trying to get everybody to come party at our house the other night.
So once again, folks, we're trying to get people to tell us their favorite Star Wars quote. We've got folks in the chat room. Let's see what's been said so far. Sith Lord Moore II says, "Great kid, don't get cocky." I saw a few more. Anyways, my favorite Star Wars quote is, "Never tell me the odds."
That's a pretty good one.
I was I still am a huge Han Solo fan. I loved Han Solo. I thought I was Han Solo. In fact, I still think I am Han Solo in some ways.
Well, let me bust a myth real quick that has something
bust
to
it.
Do with Han Solo.
Yeah,
when Han Solo is talking about flying through an asteroid belt and how dangerous it's supposed to be and everything, it's really not. While there are, thousands of asteroids in an asteroid belt, there's thousands of miles that they cross. There's generally miles in between each asteroid that you could probably fly through an asteroid belt blindfolded.
Yeah. Kenoga in the chat room says, "I should make Han Solo my co-host." That's not going to happen. I'm not going to be like Goofy. I didn't bring that up because I wanted to be like Goofy and have a fucking Star Wars character be my fake engineer.
Yeah, no, that's part of your presidential campaign, that you're going to outlaw that.
That's you're right. That's one of
that's
the
like
biggest...
That's the core of your campaign.
It's the cornerstone of my platform.
I mean, you're not Mitt Romney. You're not a flip flopper here.
No, I was against Star Wars characters as fake engineers before I was against it.
No, so yeah. I mean, you're not Mitt Romney. You don't go back and forth on the issues.
Never.
You find an issue and you stick with it. That's not saying that you're not willing to compromise on some things.
I'm willing to step across the aisle, reach across the aisle. You notice how that line always comes out every single time? I reach across the aisle. I reach across the aisle. That's the key, right? That's the tip right there. People go for that line every 4 years. People buy that line, hook, line, and sinker.
They buy all of it, hook, line, and sinker. I mean, these guys are supposed to be mortal enemies the way they act, yet they all play golf on Sundays together. So,
I'm gonna give everybody a reach around in the aisle.
Whoa! See, now that's probably gonna win you some votes, bro.
That's right. I will go one step farther than reaching across the aisle. I will reach across the aisle and then give you a reach around. That's how committed I am to being your late-night president here at Block Talk Radio. Okay, let's take some calls, shall we?
Of course.
Let's see who we got here. Block number unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'd like a reach around.
Oh, my goshness.
Goodness.
It's OpnoPro. What's going on, OpnoPro?
Hey. Everything. Hello, Stinko.
What's going on, OpnoPro?
Oh, just relaxing and having a nice Friday that's turned into a Saturday already. Oh, my God.
It's crazy how that happens.
Damn it, I hate when I lose a day.
It's better than losing a week.
So how's Tahoe, Vince?
Tahoe is beautiful. It's perfect.
I know, it always is.
It was like, 60s, 70s probably here during the day. Clear, sunny. And this is the great thing is I'm going to get to experience it like that. And then in like 3 or 4 days, it's going to just start. It's going to a fucking blizzard is going to come through. So I'll definitely document the fresh powder, first powder drop of the year.
I thought you already did that during the show.
Oh, no, not that powder. It's been dropped plenty of times already.
Yeah. Flint, that was a great
somebody's got
song.
Who's this Hammer Abyss Code? Who's that?
Hammurabi?
Yeah, you know who it is? Hammer Abyss Code?
Yeah, okay. I know Hammurabi.
All right, let's bring him on. He's on the phone, on the line. Let's bring him on. Go ahead. I'm just going to call you Hammer or Ham. Ham, what's up?
You can call me Hammy. That's all right.
What's going on, man?
That's
not a lot. Not a lot. How are you guys doing this evening? What do you want to talk about? So far, we've talked about Tahoe. We've mispronounced my name a few times. Right now, I'm thinking Geist might like to come on. We got the Shrugalug. That's what I'd like to talk about. Where did Shrugalug come from?
That came from a conversation Jackal were having. It was just a random tweet that he tweeted out, and we all found it funny and tweeted about it for a while, and it's kind of stuck now.
It sure has. I've noticed a lot of Twitter personalities rocking the Shrugalug ASCII arts.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Because, it doesn't really mean it. I was getting tweets all day long asking, what does it mean? Well, what does it sound like it means? Because that's what it means. Whatever it sounds like it means to you, that's what it means.
You know what it means? It means Google it. But cut, paste, and Google, you piece of shit. What do you think, OpnoPro?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I don't either. I just pulled that out of my ass. I have no clue what they're talking about, but that's fine. We're going to take another call. We're going to keep you on, Hammy. And so far, our panel is Anon Sicko, OpnoPro, and
Hammurabi's Code.
Hammurabi's Code. Got it. Hammurabi's Code. And there's, thank you for, now we have people scrolling the shrug icon in the chat room.
Nice.
It kind of looks, when it's done, like the way Sith Lord has done it, where it looks like the arms actually connect, it kind of looks like, hands across the world. It kind of looks like solidarity.
I'm going to have to go in and look at this then.
Yeah, look at Sith, Sith Lord, actually, what I'm going to do? That's it. I'm just going to have to put the whole chat room on lockdown. And I will request at this time, Sith Lord Moore the Second, could you do that? Redo your shrug icon? Or I guess I could cut and paste it. But.
Yeah, weren't you just giving me shit about copy and pasting?
Yeah, what the fuck?
There we go. Cha-ching.
Holy shit.
Hands across America, everybody. Stop hating in the Bay. Just hold hands and smile.
Yeah, let's all get snuggly.
Anyways, that's cool. I'm glad to see some scrolling in the chat room for once. I've been commenting recently how much I miss Motormouth and Jackal scrolling in my chat room. Those guys were scroll fucking machines.
Nobody scrolls like we do with white text.
Yeah, you know, white text.
It pisses everybody else off on other BTR shows when I start doing that too.
I think it's great. I think it makes the other people's comments stand out more.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I think you're doing a service to that chat room.
Well, that's my whole goal when I do that, is to make sure other people's messages get heard.
Yeah, see, like Man Jose and Melissa are making it so people like Nyan Wall can be read. If Melissa hadn't put that big blank space there, I never would have read Nyan Wall's little chat. He said he was the first Anon I followed before I was one. Okay, I don't even know who he's talking about. But Soundwave 123, I like your little stars and moons and whatever that sparkly stuff is.
I think those are titty sprinkles, personally. I've never seen a titty sprinkle, but if I did, that's what it would look like.
Speaking of titty sprinkles, did everybody catch DBZ Napa tweeting?
What?
Yes. DBZ Napa tweeted to the Suicide Girls. The first tweet that he said was, "I love you girls, XOXOXOXO." And then he responded to a couple tweets.
No way.
I shit you not. I would not lie about this. I would not.
Consension.
I would not lie about this. It was historical. My mind was blown.
I can't blame you. That's serious business.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. I remember back before DBZ Napa actually had over 9,000 followers. So I mean that's saying something now. That I have never seen an actual tweet come out of that account in the year and a half I've been on Twitter. And last night he did it because of the whole titty sprinkles shit.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's the power of titty sprinkles. All right, let's take some more calls. I have a caller from the that's been holding for a little bit. Go ahead, caller. You're unscreened and you're on the air. What's up? Unscreened caller on the air. Hello.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Well,
hey, is that
I don't
Jen?
Know how many
is that here. Emek?
That's Jen.
Yeah, it is. Ham's been bugging me and TM's to get on here, so.
Sweet, we're glad you're here. What's up? What's new in the world of the inner tubes?
Oh, don't you hear?
No,
I
haven't. I've been away.
It's a party at my house, dude.
It's what?
Ham, explain this.
Soldier Boy was throwing a party down at Jen's house.
Oh,
last,
that's right.
A couple
I
days
totally
ago.
I forgot about that. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago?
You know,
in this 24-second news cycle, it's tough to keep up with everything. So that seems so long ago, but yeah, that was totally fucked up. And I want to on air apologize to you, Jen. That was very reckless of me to retweet that.
Oh, you didn't know. It's
all right.
I mean, but still, I retweeted the shit out of that.
Regardless, if it was somebody else, 'cause you always know when these things get hacked. You know, it's not only is Soldier Boy getting trolled, but you know, potentially other people are at the same time, and you know sometimes when you get wrapped up in the hysterics, you just don't even think of that. But yeah, I think it's definitely going to be my policy not to retweet any addresses, whether they be from Soldier Boy or anybody.
Come on, Jen. Look, if that had happened to the Jester, you can't tell me that you wouldn't have laughed your ass off.
No, really, I wouldn't have.
Well, something like that just happened.
You don't know when somebody's going to do something crazy. You know, you really don't. I mean, what if somebody got
kicked
off? They drove all the way from Detroit, and, you know. What if somebody didn't like the guy and said, "Oh, this is my opportunity"? There's so many things that can go wrong. You know, don't play around with that stuff. And no, I don't laugh at that. I don't find it that terribly funny. And I think Jester is a perfect ass. But you know, if I saw him on the street, it's not like I'd trip him or anything. You know.
Here's the difference. Jen's got kids, and those of us who have kids completely understand why that's so not fucking funny. But I can't say if I was in Schmoop or whoever's position, I was, you know, 18 to 22 or 3 or 4 or whatever, and I was able to do that shit, I can't rightfully say that I wouldn't have.
Exactly. Like,
it's
don't
just
get me wrong.
Kids being kids, but at the same time, they need to understand, like, once you have kids, it's a completely different ball game.
And I get that. And to me, it was funny because I just assumed that you had left your house the minute it happened.
I couldn't. Yeah, we had police out here watching, but you know, first of all, where the heck am I going to go at 11 o'clock at night with kids who got school the next day? And I got a responsibility for the property, too. If I walked out of here and just let them run all over the property, God knows, you know.
Yeah, anybody who knows me knows that in my, you know, regardless of who it is, kids are off limits. I'll give you, that's not cool, but it was still pretty funny. Sorry.
It was very lousy.
It was fun.
It was fun, but it was unfortunate that was Jen's address. That's what I regret.
What was funny about it, and it wasn't even that it was the sheep who were constantly tweeting out the hashtags and stuff like that. That's what was lousy to me, is fucking all of his 5.5 million followers or whatever buying into that shit, you know?
Well, apparently some of them are pretty dumb. There was a kind of a funny moment because, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And then I get the door locked, I get the window cracked so I can hear what's going on. I have an almost 360-degree view of the neighborhood here. So, you know, I'm looking out the window, and I see two guys walk by, and I'm looking at them. I hear one of them go, "Oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't see it." I was like, "Oh, crap, here they come."
I can't believe
you had people dumb enough to actually come up and knock on the door.
Yeah,
that's,
well, that's what I find funny is people are so sheep that, because I mean, it wasn't like it was unobvious that it was a hack. You know what I mean? Come on now, it was so obvious. Anybody with any kind of intelligence, but I guess if you listen to Soulja Boy's music, that kind of eliminates you from that category, anyways. There's still two of his videos that are still renamed.
It still wasn't as lousy as Krayshawn getting
was on the VMAs.
That was oh my God, that was amazing.
I think that one was so funny because it was one of the first like times that since things have kind of like heated up online like the way they have in the past year and a half, 2 years. It was one of the first big Twitter hacks that was out in the spotlight like that. I think that's why that one will always be one of the funniest to me.
Well, I think it was funny to me because she was like, what was she, the VMAs host or something? And
yeah.
She was just all over the place. And she's Bay Area, and she's trying to, you know, her bio says she's like Bay Area underground indie hip hop, whatever bullshit. And now she's going, now she goes all Hollywood. I think she lives in LA now. And she was down there for the VMAs. And I just thought it was poetic justice
and then she started talking about getting her own hacker crew together to try to fucking find the people that hacked her shit.
It was her reaction. I mean, Soulja Boy, I didn't see what happened, but
he didn't really react.
It's probably happened to him a couple of times already.
I know of 3 times his Twitter account's been hacked. So he keeps changing it from crank that 1 to crank that 2, and
But like I said, it's Soulja Boy. Intelligence isn't a requirement.
Can you believe it, man? That guy, Soulja Boy, he's probably pulling down like three times as much money as, say, Chuck D.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
He's smart, though. He started his own label, and he started doing all that shit on his own, regardless of how bad his music is.
Everybody's got a label. Come on. That
doesn't
mean
anything. Yeah, everybody.
I don't have a label.
Here's the thing, though.
I knew 19-year-old kids with record labels. It's not
most of the people who have their own label still don't own their own music because their labels are part of somebody else's label. It's like a sub-label. It's kind of like it's kind of like what Ludacris did with Def Jam and all them. Or was it Ludacris? No, not Def Jam. I can't think of what Ludacris, what their label was, but it's like he bought the label, and then everybody else makes their own label, and then releases it under his. So it's like Soulja Boy probably still doesn't own his own music.
Yeah, if you own distribution, then you're somebody. If you own a label, it just means you slapped a name on yourself. I mean, that's
I want to say that one prime example. I want to say that one prime example of somebody that is kind of strictly doing it indie style is Lil B. If I'm not mistaken, Lil B is unsigned, right?
I have no idea who that is.
Rapper or musicians in general, because there's quite a few private label musicians that are doing well in the internet era. Lab is
like
talking about Lil B. He's from
Vegas. These days, there's absolutely no reason with technology the way it is why anybody else should own your music. You should be able to write, produce, and distribute your own stuff without needing somebody else.
You want to know the secret, though? They don't make any money off the music. They don't make money off the albums. They make money off the touring.
Well, sure, but that's because somebody else.
Your own tours.
That's because somebody else owns their music. But if you're releasing it yourself and you're controlling the way it's distributed online and stuff, you own that, so
but
you
still,
will make music on
that.
Even
in that case, you're not making a lot of money.
You're not making you still need the income from the live shows. You still need to tour because
I'm not saying that you don't need to tour.
You're really really popular, making lots of sales. You can have issues with that.
My God, people are tweeting the stupid shrug thing. It's shrugs across America, right? Shrugs across
shrugs
the world
across
right
America.
Now. I changed it to
you're
the
about
world.
To trend.
Because we got
the...
Dude,
as long as it's not about Amanda Todd, it's something new, isn't it?
Jesus.
Can I bring it back to the Soulja Boy thing for just one second? Because
yeah,
I think the most overlooked... Yeah. The most overlooked aspect to this whole prank was that inadvertently, intentionally, do we know? We don't. But the bottom line is that Shmoop proved black people can internet. Did you see? Did anybody go to the Tiny Chat?
No.
Oh, I was in there for a little bit.
He knows, then. It was incredible.
Yeah,
some of them figured it out pretty quick, but some of them hung out like when Soulja Boy getting on camera. It was incredible.
Like,
I think I screencast. I may upload it later. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, Jen. I know it's kind of personal to you and stuff, it was... If you look at it through detached eyes...
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm not, you know...
If you look at it through detached eyes, it was funny.
You know, I can appreciate the arching humor of such a thing. That being said, I'm gonna put a boot in Schmoop's ass one day. So.
Boots in Schmoop's ass? I'll tell you what, Wolf Kitty told me to put a shoe in my vagina. I didn't.
Where is Schmoop?
Right.
Tell him to call again.
Let Geist on, Vince, and Schmoop will be here.
Okay.
Very
shortly. I see Geist on my board. His hand's not up. Let me screen him real quick. I'll give you guys a topic while I'm gone. The topic is bacon. Bacon is the topic. I'll be right back.
I didn't hear what he said the topic was.
I believe he said bacon.
Bacon?
Was I Patriot Greg? Was I Patriot Gregging?
No.
No, you
no,
said
I,
bacon.
I just
Greg.
Have, I just have a, I'm on an old wireless phone that that I can't hear very well on. But bacon. I read an article the other day, and it's 11 ways to cook bacon that'll probably kill you. I read this article, and I died. The stuff they were making with bacon. Oh, my God. I'll tweet out the link after the show, because I can't do it right now.
I got one for you.
But it...
Oh. I was at the Mission BART station in San Francisco, and we saw some guys using a car battery and an aluminum kickstand to fry bacon at the BART station.
Oh, that's fucking genius. That's fucking genius. I mean, you have to do whatever it takes to make sure your bacon gets cooked. I don't care what you have to do. You have to make sure your bacon is cooked and edible. Speaking of bacon, Melissa cooked me bacon for the first time like a week ago, and she's actually made me bacon twice since then. Pretty delicious bacon, so thank you, baby.
You want to hear a secret?
Sure.
Cook it in the oven.
Oh, man.
No, put it out on a cookie sheet, put it in 450 for about 10 minutes. You know when you see on TV, oh, it's all perfectly flat and crispy?
Yeah.
You put the bacon and you can cook a big old raft of it all at once without getting spatters all over yourself.
Well, see, and that's like went on the article, you know, that had all of the different recipes and stuff. I mean, and it was stuff like bacon wrapped, like burger, like bacon and burgers and like put into the oven and baked and then squeezed in between two pizzas and then pressed like a panini and then,
wow.
Oh, man.
What the hell are you talking about?
Bacon.
That's a lot of work for bacon.
All right, that's enough bacon talk. That's it. That's it. Enough
bacon.
Bacon talk. Enough bacon talk.
Strawberry bacon.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I want to bring on a caller who was on hold. We've got Geist on now. Let's bring him up. What's up, Geist? Are you there?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hello.
Nothing much.
Hey.
What's up with you? People were very anxious to get you on air. Your feelings and thoughts this evening?
Oh, what are we talking about? Are we still talking about bacon here?
Well, first of all, no. Bacon is off limits. There's no more bacon talk. In fact, if I see anybody in the chat room making any reference to bacon, they will be muted. Okay? So, first off, Geist, your favorite Star Wars quote.
My favorite what quote?
The movie Star Wars, the series, Star Wars, all the movies, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't watch Star Wars because I'm not a neckbeard.
Hey, maybe you could watch Star Wars instead of fapping since you can't fap anymore, Geist.
Yeah, might as well. I should try to bring up a new fucking hobby, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, people, you know what? You guys are out of control. everybody is chatting the word bacon. So I'm just going to go ahead and put on lockdown again. And you folks can keep on, typing in bacon. In fact, type it as many times as you want. Get it out of your system, and then I will unmute you. But it's really unfortunate that it had to come to tonight. I think I blame Carl Barks. Is Carl Barks still here? Carl Barks isn't even here anymore. See, I blame Carl Barks. He comes in, he agitates people, he provokes people, and he just sets the tone, the wrong tone, for the rest of the show. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're balls deep in a bacon barrage right now.
Yeah. You just tell me about it.
Well, I just told all my followers to tweet it to him, too, so...
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to have to protect my Twitter account now. I have to, you know what, I forgot. I need to fulfill a request, another request that I got. This one for Anani Narwhal. Anani Narwhal? Is Anani out there? Yeah, all right. Nyan Wall. Yeah, okay. Here you go. All right, I'll take the quotes off of everybody's got. Looks like they got the bacon out of their system. Yeah. Jedi Capricorn. Why am I not surprised you came up with the idea of what's your favorite Star Wars quote? Okay, Kinoga in the chat room is saying this is oppression, Vince. You know what, Kinoga? You're right, it is. I am the dictator of this chat room.
This is fascism in its highest form.
I don't know if you were around during the Op-Bart proceedings, but the same way that the platform in the BART stations is a no free speech zone. You can't hold signs. You can't talk loud. It's the same type of thing. So it's not a free speech zone. If you want to exercise your free speech, go out on the sidewalk and just start talking. All right. Go pitch a tent in the park and put up a sign. Do that. All right. Anyways, I'm sorry. I've got a great lineup of guests right now. Sicko, Opno Pro, Rob. Dude, you got some major feedback going on there, bro.
Do I now? Hold on, let me fix this shit.
I'm sorry, were you saying I have feedback? I thought I had myself muted.
Well, apparently not.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Are you still... Wait. I think it's the Geist. I think it's Geist.
That sounds
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was Geist. He's got a... I think he's figuring it out, though.
All right, you know what? I'm going to put Geist on hold. I'm going to put all you guys on hold and take another break and get to this song, fulfilling a request for a song by Justice. Justice. I've never really gotten into Justice. I don't think I've... I mean, I've seen that name around, but I've never actually checked him out. And this track is actually kind of okay. It's sort of girly. But my effeminate side can deal with it. I'm comfortable with enjoying this. I don't mind female vocals. This is called Dance, and it's spelled as an acronym, I suppose. It's D.A.N.C.E. by Justice. I'm Vince the Bay. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Thank you.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Very nice. High five.
Hit it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86 insieme a Rendal Costi.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Okie dokie, kiddos. We are dangerously close to getting dangerously close to the second hour of the program. I am still joined by Anon Sicko. Op No Pro.
Unmuted.
Unmuted, yes. Hammer Robbie's code, is that right? All right, whatever. Jen Emick is here. And we also have the Geist in the building. Patriot Greg. Am I Patriot Gregging? Is that what's going on? Is this thing on?
Hello?
Can people hear me? Hello?
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 Patriot Greg.
Oh, I had myself muted. Oops.
Okay, fine.
I didn't hear you, Patriot Gregging.
I was?
No, I didn't hear it.
Okay, good. I've been having a lot of Patriot Gregging issues. It's not... not good. And now I'm getting an echo. I'm getting a little feedback now. Anyway, if you want to get in on this, it's 347-826-7667. And I'm here with Jen Emick. Jen is on top of everything that's happening on the interwebs. And so what else has been happening lately that's been on your radar that's crazy? What the hell's going on with this whole Neil Rouser?
Oh my god, he's freaking Neil Rouser from hell. He's basically a psychopath with violent ideation. He's got a fixation on this conspiracy theory he started cooking up a couple of years ago about how everybody from the crowd over at Breitbart to H.B. Gary. Everybody's in this big conspiracy to, I guess, you know, disrupt elections and hurt his favorite political candidates. And something about how Anthony Weiner was set up and hacked, and it was done by a crew that was made up of members of Team Themis and Team Breitbart. And, like, right now, I guess I'm his favorite target of this crap.
He was attacking the creator of CryptoCat the other day.
Jen,
like going at him,
dude,
Neil.
And there's so many people involved in all of this flame. It's basically just like a Twitter flame battle right now.
Well,
his between
methodology
such
Breitbart
and Rauser's supporters, I guess.
Well, that's the thing,
you
know,
it's
not even that.
Raunhauser has no supporters. He really does not. He has one best friend who is a convicted terrorist who tried to blow up a high school.
And Speedway bomb.
Everyone else is just terrified of him. This guy basically sucks. His current thing is he just posted the picture of somebody's front door. Somebody went and took a photo of one of his, you know, his target's front doors. He posted on his blog, and this is in retaliation because he thinks that she's in her secret, you know, private Twitter account talking behind his back.
Yeah, he's fucking nuts. And it doesn't matter which side you're on, Neil has it out for you. Like I said, he's gone after everybody.
It's political. I'm a lifelong liberal Democrat who's straight into anarchy and socialism and all kinds of things in my youth. I've never been a right-wing Republican in my life, ever. Not even anything resembling that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, who would go after... I'm not even exactly certain what he was saying, but he was like... And I can't think of the guy's name who created CryptoCat. If anybody knows it, please tell me.
No, that was...
Joseph
Kapora.
Appleseed.
Wasn't it Kapora?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was, like, saying that he was threatening them and stuff. And isn't that kid, like, 16?
He's 19, I think, or 20. He's a college student, Elby.
Well, I know he's young. You know, he's real young. He's got so much on his plate. I honestly don't think he's out running around trying to destroy Neil Rauhaus.
I don't think he knew who Neil Rauhaus was before last week.
No.
That's how it happened.
I don't think anybody knows who
Neil
Rauhaus
is. Okay, let me ask you this. Who is more batshit crazy, Neil or Brooks Bain?
Neil.
Neil.
Brooks is a bipolar, backstabbing son of a bitch.
That's pretty damn
bad. You know,
his
eccentricity is thinking that Hitler was right and everybody's out to get him. Neil's like, everybody's out to get me, so I'm going to kill them in their sleep and wear their skin. So, you know.
Vince, I watched this guy rearrange his living room in Tiny Chat. It's the most bizarre shit I've ever fucking seen.
Wow.
This is a true story, and Geis, I think Geis was in for
that.
That
on YouTube?
No, it's true. He did it. He rearranged his whole living room.
Somebody told me
crazy
he got
shit
on Tiny
Chat
and just glared at the camera for an hour, never said anything.
Yeah,
I think crazy shit in Tiny Chat. I don't think I've ever seen somebody rearrange their living room.
Well, Neil went crazy after he found out that the Illuminati were pumping chemicals in Lamo's ass, which turned him gay. So Neil has an excuse. That's why Neil is crazy.
You can see how somebody might go crazy after they figure that out, you know?
Well, you know. Now
yeah.
That
it was a shock when we all learned it, too. You know, we just had
Neil's
different
so
ways
crazy.
Of handling
it. Neil's so crazy, they asked Barrett Brown at his competency hearing, who's Neil Rauhauser? I kid you not. They asked him. He flatlined on it.
Shit. Now the rabbit hole grows bigger.
Oh, yes. And so does our panel. We've got another caller, block number, unscreened. You're on the air. Who is this and what's on your mind?
Hey, you can call me Gonzo.
Gonzo, great to have you, Gonzo. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I go on Twitter, it's Gonzo PhD, and I just thought I'd call and have a little fun debunking Emmick and all her crazy bullshit. She spends more time sitting around locking her refrigerator and trying to dox the fucking jester than she does doing anything useful. Go ahead, Jen. Tell me. What have you done? What have you done useful lately?
Wait a second. What are you spitting there?
Nothing, like, Jen. Not a word.
No, I got her on mute. That's why you can't hear her. I was giving you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was doing what we call her is giving you the floor.
Gotcha. Thanks.
So, is there anything you can elaborate on?
I'll elaborate on Jen Emick and her amusing campaign to dox the jester for the past year and a half. I think it's, we're up to, I think, 27 fail docs at this point. You know, this is a guy who, yeah, maybe he knocks down jihadist websites for, you know, maybe they're only down for a few minutes, but they let him know that somebody gives a shit out there. And, you know, Imic's batshit crazy to try to get her point across that this guy's useless. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people, there's, you know, ReaperSec is also on the same page. There's a lot of people that don't agree that what Jester's doing is legit. And I just thought I'd call in and debunk. If you've ever been on a tiny chat with Jen, I don't know if you have or not, but she will batshit ramble about Kelly Hallisey, who's called bratty or bitchiest on Twitter, and these amazing conspiracies that there are to kill her, and all these other just totally fucking off the wall, just batshit crazy scenarios that Jen comes up with. The woman's fueled by, I mean, I heard what you said earlier about Jen Imick. She knows everything that's going on in the interwebs. No, Jen Imick lives and breathes conspiracy theory. My God, I mean, Neil, you know, Neil's a smart guy. I'm not pro Neil or anti Neil, but I'll tell you what's more important that's going on right now on the interwebs is all this shit that's been going on with Amanda Todd and all the pedos that have had their docs dropped in the past 2 or 3 days. Christ, I've spent the past 8 hours data mining fucking pedos and seeing shit that I can't burn out of my eyes with bleach and forwarding everything to the FBI. And, you know, I mean, if Imick really wants to make a difference on the internet, then all she needs to do is spend all the time that she spends bitching and whining about other people and all these conspiracies and ghosts that she sees in the fucking dark, and maybe spend a little bit of time cleaning up, say, oh, just for instance, Twitter. Christ, I've dropped a dime on fucking six pedos in the past 8 hours. You know, what's Jen Imick done to save our children lately? And I would welcome her response. And she's just going to say, oh, Gonzo, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, my record speaks for itself. Her record, if you put career troll Jen Imick into Twitter, you will get more than 500, rather, I'm sorry, Google, you will get more than 500 responses to her pathetic fucking interwebs career and her she supposedly doxed Cebu. She didn't dox Cebu. That guy's dox was dropped weeks before she ever got a clue to it. Kelly Hallisey had Cebu's dox up on Pastebin long before Imick woke up one morning, drank her orange juice, kicked her kids out to school, and decided to claim the fame. I mean, Christ, man. Jen Imick as a guest is, oh, boy. Where's George Carlin when you need him, my friend?
I think he's 6 feet under, to be honest. Okay, well, there you have it, Gonzo. Laid it out there. Jen, would you like to rebut some of this?
There's nothing to rebut. It's just bullshit.
Okay.
Kelly put forward back in June some conspiracy theory that, you know, variably, the story changes over and over. It was first it was Render, and then it was Ve, and then it was herself. That Sabu had threatened to rape her daughter, which is like a recurring thing with her. Everybody wants to rape her or her kids. And there's never any evidence to this. But she throws out this log, says Sabu threatened to rape her daughter, which is not really a very Sabu kind of thing to say. Dumps his social security number into a PDF and puts it up on Scribd around June, right after he got arrested. When it's pointed out to her that, you know, pretty much everybody else already knew who he was, she gets a little butthurt about it. She starts going to all these journalists and goes, I'm the one that found him. And they go, well, prove it. She goes, well, I can't because we didn't share these documents. We gave them to Imick because we thought she was Greg Hoosh, and she claims she found it. And this is, like, literally this ridiculous story that they're telling. In April, when I first met Kelly Hallisey, she was giving me what for because I called her friend Kayla, you know, Lowell Spoon, a psycho, And she started screaming at me, oh, what are you, a shrink? And, you know. And then, you know, she's tag-teaming me with Sabu. She's running around the IRC with him. Supposedly she hates him because he threatened to rape her kid, yet she's on a non-ops teaching classes for skids. And, you know, they're bestest buddies. She's running everywhere with Sabu. And he gets arrested. She drops his docs, his social security number, comes running to everybody and goes, I never really liked that guy. I was just trying to social engineer him. You know. Followed by just like all these ridiculous, bizarre stories. And, you know.
Yeah. Sabu actually liked, well, the few times I interacted with Sabu, he actually talked favorably of Kelly.
Exactly. So the story was really a crock.
So,
and the ironic thing is that Sabu didn't need to be doxxed because he was hanging out with Jeremy Hammond, and Jeremy Hammond was under surveillance already.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to bring fair enough. I'm going to bring the rest of the panel back on. Gonzo, you're back. So what do you say about that, Gonzo?
He's going to scream some more.
No,
I'm not screaming. I don't have shit to scream, Jen.
Never had a conversation with me, dude. You just jumped on and.
We're going to have a civil discussion here. We can be disagreeable. We can disagree, and not talk over each other. And because I hate that. You know, when you watch like these shows on TV, and the talking heads are just one's at one satellite studio location, one's at the other, and they got some delay and they're talking over each other, and it drives me nuts. So let's see if we can get Jen and Gonzo to civilly debate right here and now. Okay, let's go. Here we go. We're going to try it
again.
I'm going
to self-mute myself.
Go for it. Jen, you're back. Gonzo, you're back.
So Jen, what's with the 27 fail boxes on Jester, and what
I've never made
point?
No, there are not 27 fail boxes on Jester. Jester has co-opted boxes from other people. He's called himself Andy Bay at one point. He added to his list, which was a box that Schmook tried to drop on Larez. But Jester's giant ego made him add it to his own list. He added names to that list that everybody else sitting around going, I don't know what that is. I've never tried dropping docs on Jester. I've never cared who he was in person.
Jen,
has liked to claim that I have, because that distracts from what I really did, which is I helped tear apart his little web of bullshit wherein he was claiming to take down websites that were expiring. He claimed that he was... Everything he was claiming was BS. And we went through something like 75 Tango Downs and found out that all of these sites had one thing in common. They had either expired, they were expired redirects or subdomains of sites that were still up. They were sites that didn't expire. One of them that was ominously named Fatwa One was a blog that was closed that belonged to a pregnant lady who used to blog about her pregnancy and wasn't anything to do with any kind of fatwas or jihadists or anything scary at all. It was just a Muslim housewife. There were a number of them that had, we're about to close, everybody find our new form at new address in April, and then he would tango them down when they closed. Some of them, including one that he claimed he tangoed down, was a Tunisian website that when he tangled it was still redirecting to Tunisian Anonymous, because they're the ones that hacked it and redirected it. And I said, he has been directed to that evidence a number of times, and every time he gets directed to that evidence, instead of addressing any of it, he says, you're trying to dox me. I'm not. I don't care who he is.
It's hard to have a two-way conversation when only one of us is talking.
Well, you had your rant, dude.
God bless you, Jen. You're logged as swearing to God you're going to drop docs on the guy, and over
there's
and
no
over
log
again.
That swears to God I'm going to drop docs on the guy. It doesn't exist because it has never happened, and I've asked you guys to produce it. Gonzo, go and find it. Get your butt on the paste bin and link it right there in the chat. Show me.
I'm sure if it exists,
both
Twitter,
Kelly and Jester have it tattooed on themselves.
It's on your Twitter feed with a drum roll.
No, it's not. No,
and nothing
it's
happening.
Not. Gonzo, it's
anyway,
not.
Anyway, okay.
Happened.
Point being, Jen, why don't you just stop what you're doing and jump on, say, I don't know, Op Pedo Chat or, you know, Op Pedo
Storm?
Because
I have...
I don't know,
Jen.
You
know, Gonzo, because you guys have done enough damage going after pedophiles in public, and you can go to Ducky's blog and see that very, very good list of reasons why astrology is a terrible idea. And secondly, you do what you like to do, and I will do what I like to do, and one of them is exposing charlatans. And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it.
Jen, respectfully, you haven't exposed any charlatans.
Yeah, I have, and nobody.
And with all the time,
this material, you go over and look at that material, and you show me how Jester used magic software to tango down any of these sites after they expired, and were marked expired. There's lots and lots of visual evidence that you can go and double check.
When
lies.
I know you're awful
and
busy,
Kelly
but this Soulja Boy
was the one who called me on the phone with her boyfriend Jesse and said, "Jester doesn't actually hack; it's all a psyop for the military." All hush hush tones, you know. So
I know you've been busy with the party that Soulja Boy threw at your house the other night and everything, but you know. Get with the program, Jen. I mean, I'm not saying that you've got
talent.
Absolutely
do what you do because you're upset that I hurt your
I'm not upset, Jen. Jen, you don't upset me at all. Jen, you don't upset me at all. You're part of the
I think you're
honey,
the
honey,
speed
I'm not butthurt.
You dialed
I'm not butthurt.
That phone, called me names, and spewed a bunch of untrue nonsense
no.
at me.
I didn't say anything untrue, Jen. Jen,
you said quite a few things that were untrue.
Jen, if you look up lulls in Wikipedia,
yes, you forgot to say
your
my
picture's
name
right there.
Times,
I'm
so is the Jester's.
I mean, there's enough critical paper written on the Jester and what he's done that debunks 85%
no,
of what you're
there's
saying.
No, there's not. There was
no,
one.
No,
college
no,
paper
not.
That's being passed around as if it's some sort of magical totem because the kid took verbatim what the man said as truth about what he does. There was a person who is no longer present in that crew who actually used to be fairly articulate and even gave a sort of a halfway decent article why those old DOS attacks might be useful for something.
Mm-hmm.
But Apache problem got patched, he should have hung it up or gone to another method. Instead,
so you,
he
what you're saying
to
is,
lie.
So what you're saying is every Arab state has patched their Apache server issues. These guys fuck good.
I'm saying
they don't
well,
have time
maybe
to
they
patch
have
Apache
and maybe they
issues.
Haven't, but Jester has not tweeted a single credible DOS attack since that patch. You're welcome to go and look. We looked. We went through every single. We took a list of every single Tango down.
We being who? Elaborate
being
on,
not,
on the we
no,
being.
You can read
you
the results of the first investigation with Sangs, and I assisted him with his research. You can read that on the ReaperSec blog, since you've clearly not.
Okay. So what you? Okay.
And
so what
it
you're
is
saying
connected
is,
to a rather large gallery of illustrations that show each domain
I've
and
seen.
When it expired.
Yeah, I've seen
and
it.
And when he tangoed it down, which is always post expiration, he did
I've
not
seen it.
Doss
yep,
them
I've,
down. He did not
I've
use
seen,
his magic Saladin tool that knew their password and closed them.
I've seen the paper and the Apache server issues, and what I'm asking you is this: why, after all this time, since you've proven your point respectfully, why don't you just shut the fuck up about it and drop
well,
it and get on with hold on and get with some. Get with a program that makes a difference. I mean, seriously.
Okay, two things on that. That's because that's two separate points. One, you don't have any idea what I do. You don't know what I do when I'm not dealing with clowns like Neil and the internet trolls and the rest of it. You have no idea. And I don't get up there and I don't, you know, do like everybody does and want to be seen doing something about pedophiles when you're really not doing anything effective. You're alerting them to go run away and hide. And these are people that are, these are people that are victimizing children, and you're making a show out of it in public and patting yourselves on the back while they're getting away. Second point, because he's harassing my family, and he's using proxies to do it, and he's got his friends at it, and I'm not letting him off the hook until it stops.
There you have it. Wow. All right. I hate to do this, but we have a breaking news. We have to interrupt the program for a second. Yes, this is another Vince in the Bay news update. Ladies and gentlemen, through the power of the Vince in the Bay Disorderly Conduct Program, we have discovered yet another bot. There's apparently a bacon bot. A bacon bot on Twitter. All you assholes who tweeted out bacon in my name, I got hit with, like, I don't know how many tweets from this bacon bot. So thanks a lot for that. I appreciate that. Anyways, that's your Vince in the Bay news update. We will track this story as it develops, and if anything else happens, we will cut into programming to bring you up to date on the news. Okay, all right. All right. Anywho, so we got. First of all, I got some feedback. Hello, test 1-2. Is this thing on? Somebody's totally... It's probably Geist, isn't it? Geist. Okay, check 1-2. Okay, I'm good. How am I sounding out there, folks? Am I Patriot Gregging?
No.
You know what? No, Pro. I swear to God, every night before the show, I do a speed test on my connectivity. And there's no way I should be Patriot Gregging. It's impossible. All I have open is my switchboard and my chat room and my Skype, and that's it. What the hell? And it's always happens. You know what? And it always happens when I have the topic is anonymous, or hacktivism or anything.
Dang, I'm anonymous.
It's always when that's the topic. Anyway, we're gonna try to keep the show going here. Once again, if you missed that news break, yes, there is a bacon bot out there. Watch out. Melissa says it only happens when I play music. That's so weird. That shouldn't be such a drag on my bandwidth, but whatever. VITV back in this with Op No Pro. We got the hammer in the building. I like calling you the hammer.
I kind of like that too, Vince.
The hammer. We also have Jen Emick with us. Oh, and I just isolated the culprit. It's you, the hammer, that I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know if you're monitoring the show, but getting a little bit of feedback there.
I was actually had the mute button on. I'll do it again.
No, it doesn't sound so bad now. Whatever. So Jen's here. I'm here. Sicko is back.
Yay.
We have Geist with us. And Gonzo. Gonzo PhD. So that's your Twitter handle, Gonzo PhD, if I want to follow
your... Yeah, that's correct.
Your activity. So I'm not really familiar with your work. You're, I'm a noob to the hammer. And, I mean, to Gonzo, I'm sorry, and the hammer, for that matter. But Gonzo, so your specialty is targeting pedophiles. Is that correct? That's your bread and butter.
I'm an analyst. It's OSINT in social engineering. I'll tell you, Hammer's the man for the tech work. Absolutely.
I'm not a man for tech work. I don't even.
He can't
where
even
did I, where did I come
you
in?
You're talking about a guy tour. That wears a baby jacket for a hat.
Ham can't even tour.
Yeah.
Can't even
can't
tour.
Even
yeah.
Tour.
Exactly. Ham can't even tour. Yeah. But he's good for the tech work that he really can't do. And Ham, once he wore a diaper on Tiny Chat. Ask him about that.
Good times, good times.
Can I touch on a subject that was brought up after I lost my phone for
yeah,
a second?
Yeah, go ahead, Sicko.
Because I really wanted to talk
means,
about
please.
It.
They
were talking about doxing pedos and stuff, and, you know, I've been around for a little bit. You know, I've done my fair share of doxing pedos. The way it's done on Twitter, you know, everybody's running around, oh, we're doing all this
no
great
tags.
Work. No, actually what people are doing on Twitter is 90% of the time you're tipping these motherfuckers off. You know, you're creating all these paste bins and you're putting
yep.
all their names in these paste bins, and they can see that you're coming for them. And they have time to nuke their hard drives and get rid of them and stuff. And that's not saying that some of these pedos aren't caught. But think about how many more would be caught if y'all weren't blasting that y'all were doing this online.
That's
you know,
where I'm at with it, Sicko. I agree wholeheartedly. Tagging them is like the last thing you fucking do. You just do it silently. Here's the deal. If you're going to go out and you're going to do shit like this, don't do it to get fucking followers. Don't do
see,
it.
And that's what they're doing. They're ego fagging on this shit. Okay.
I agree.
I'm not saying I'm not the biggest anon out there, you know. I'm not doing the biggest work and stuff like that. But I've been around the block, you know, and I've seen case after case get ruined because people on Twitter fuck up the chain of evidence. You know, when you start making these kind of mistakes, law enforcement can't use this evidence. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's so many mistakes made that compromises these cases. So instead of blasting out hashtags and blasting out paste bins and shit like that, why don't you go onto a pirate pad where everybody can conversate or can put together their work or go into IRC or, hell, go into Tiny Chat where these pedos aren't going to be in there. Get your shit together. And instead of blasting that you're doing it, get them all vanned. And then after they're vanned, then release the work you did. After they're already in jail, if you want to release that work, then you can. But don't do it until these people are already sitting behind fucking jail cell.
Well, you gotta understand, this is the problem with a leaderless movement. There's nobody to take the reins and say, hey, look, if you want to fucking van pedos, come to this chat room or come to this IRC.
Listen,
channel.
We all know I'm the leader of
it's
Anonymous.
Not just the last.
Not if you
yeah,
ask.
So
no. I'm sorry.
I'm the leader of Anonymous, so let's get out of here on that one.
Ask Red Dan. I'm the leader of Anonymous.
We're in agreement. You guys are both the leaders of Anonymous.
All right, it works.
There's a phone call out there that actually proves that I'm the leader of Anonymous.
Absolutely.
If somebody can find that link, that is just one of the funniest videos, one of the funniest prank calls I've heard in
was that
a while.
The Hitler? Was that the Hitler video?
No. It's somebody calling into a different BTR show pretending to be me.
Sicko,
oh,
do you even
nice.
Lift?
No,
do you even lift?
Well, Ham, the only reason I came across Twitter last night was because I couldn't DM you.
Oh, right on.
Hey,
that was
yeah.
the only reason. If I could have DM'd you, because I was looking for Tearcool, and I couldn't get a hold of him either, so I had to get Zoo to try to get you guys out of IRC. And the guy hadn't been on for 17 hours, so I knew as soon as I got a hold of you guys, as long as I dumped the tweet, he wouldn't catch it. So
here's the deal,
you know.
Man. You know, if you guys want to go catch pedos and shit like that, that's great. But everything Sicko said is dead on. There's no
oh, yeah.
reason to be talking about it at all.
Not to mention how many people have been falsely accused.
Well,
you know, how many of these people get sloppy with
their
work?
Okay, for instance, Vince, the account that we came across last night, there's no accusing. I mean, I
what account is this?
This I'm not going to. I shouldn't name that.
I know what
I can't name the account.
The account's down on the FBI. Unfortunately, everybody's
okay.
Let's get people up to speed. What account are we talking about from last night?
There was an account. I don't think I should tell you the name of it, but it's been binned already, and the FBI's definitely on the account per my LE source. But last night, one of my friends came across an account and gave me the account name, and I went and looked at it, and phew. I mean, it was a picture trading pedo account. No joke, no bullshit. And
sure.
I knew to look up Ham. So I threw a tweet out that had the name in it.
But I also saw people going after an account yesterday that they suspected of being a pedo, and I'm not saying he wasn't. But they're tweeting at this guy. And they're flaming this guy.
The @80 account.
Yes.
That guy.
Something like that. The dude, he had a picture of like.
The bald guy. As it turns out, that's a woman running his account. But I guess he is actually a convicted pedo. But I don't think it's really kind of proven today that it wasn't him. But that account last night that I came at you over, that was some serious shit. I mean, from the scraping that we got, we pulled like three or four more off of that had the same kind of picture trading bullshit going on, and all that shit went to the FBI today. So,
oh, sure. And you know, I'm not saying that you guys that people don't catch pedos. You know,
I'm just saying that like when I threw the tweet at you, it wasn't about like fucking e-faming anything. It was holy shit, I got to get a hold of you. Because you'll know what to do. Because you know better than I do, even though you can't tour.
No, you're talking to Sticko right now. You're not talking to.
Okay,
Conor
sorry.
It's all right. I was like, wait, you didn't tweet me at
all.
Let's just reset really quick.
Because people, especially people just tuning in, we've got a lot of new listeners that are coming in on this, and God knows they don't know who's who. But we have on the line. Our panel here tonight, if you will, it's OpNoPro.
Here.
We have The Hammer.
Over there.
We have Jen Emick. We have Gonzo PhD. We got Anon Sicko. And rounding it out, the panel with Geist in the house. If you want to join the panel, there's plenty of time to do it. There's 26 minutes left. And if... depending on how things go, we can keep doing this, but the live broadcast only has 25 minutes left, so you have 25 minutes to call in and get in on this. Wow, look, just like that, somebody raises their hand. Caller unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this?
This would be Vert.
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Vert?
Vert in the house.
Hey, Vince.
Vert.
Yeah, Bert,
OpNoPro,
what's up?
Sicko, what's happening?
Not much.
Yeah, just doing a little
radio show. Real serious business.
Where's Schmoop? Where's Schmoop at?
I don't know.
I was promised Schmoop was going to be on this show.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, too.
It's way past
my bedtime. I was waiting for Schmoop to like go at war with Jen, and that's not happening.
Yeah, he's been suspended again.
Yeah, he's passive aggressive. He gets on here, he says something about 40 ounces, and then what? So, you know.
Listen, you owe him 240 ounces. You owe all of us 240 ounces, Jen.
No, I
don't. Try to play that shit off.
Soulja Boy promised us you owed us 40 ounces, Jen.
Yeah, Soulja Boy said that.
Yeah, well, I don't
ounces.
Know Soulja Boy, so take it up with him. I hear he's in Detroit somewhere.
Yeah, he's not in. All right. I'll hold off on that comment.
But, Gonzo, you spent some time defending the Jester earlier, and then you went on to talk about work being done to dox these pedos and stuff like that. You realize that your idol there in the Jester does work to try to discredit the same people who were doxing these pedos, right?
There's definitely a paradox here where you have a disparity between the Anons and Jester. And I realize that everything about the Jester doesn't add up. I get it. Jen, quit cackling and drink your beer. But
yeah, I
even
drink that
even
water.
If let's just say for fun, let's just say he's done nothing more than a giant psyop. It's been an awfully good run, right?
Jeff is an American hero.
Yeah,
2 years
now. Shark about
2 years,
you know.
If
of
he had
pretending
ended about
to
a year ago, he would have been sitting pretty well. But, you know, he just had to keep dragging it out and pumping it up when people were really just not believing it, and it's hurt him. And especially, you know, he's getting on there now and making comments about how he's going to wear my skin for Halloween.
I haven't seen that comment, Jen. The wearing your skin
yesterday.
For Halloween.
Yeah, yesterday he said he was going to wear my skin for Halloween.
I'll have to.
It was a
I'll
metaphor.
Scroll back through the tweets.
Yeah, he did delete it. He also, you know, thought it was real funny that, you know, people who, you know, were complete strangers and might not be totally sane or, you know, whatever, were coming to my house. Well. You know, he's very vengeful, and it's
now at
it
it's either at Sicko or
good.
I think it's
yeah.
Sicko probably.
Yeah.
I no way, shape, or form do I idolize the jester. I just appreciate the bigger picture in the things that he's done, and maybe even the things that he hasn't done. It's just an overall gist. I am not
a
Jester fanboy.
Tell me what you think he's accomplished. Knocking down terrorist sites. That opens up. Well, what do you define as a terrorist? You know, because we can go into what the American government's doing over there. Right?
Sure.
So if we're talking about terrorists, why isn't he knocking down American government sites? Because that's
Ooh.
Not what he's doing. Because he's
Ooh.
Running. Because he's trying. Basically, he is the antithesis to Anonymous. Where, you know, and I'm not going to defend everything Anonymous does. You know, take Anonymous for what you want it to be. But
sure.
The Jester, he's not accomplishing anything. Do you think these people are really recruiting via website? Really?
I don't see it as a recruiting thing. I see it more of a psyops operation than it is anything else. It's if you go someplace and it's not there, then it rattles you. It's about rustling the jimmies. Yeah,
right,
really.
The problem is that the places are there. A lot of the ones he's even calling down are not down. You go visit him and it's up, and you're going, well, why is he saying that? Why? Because he got a notification on his, I forget the name of that service that he uses. You know, so he tangos it down, you go and it's up, and they're active and they're talking, and, you know. And
yeah.
They're not taking any notice of him. Only people on Twitter who speak English are taking any notice of him.
Why are we still talking about Tom Ryan? Like, can we just pick a more interesting subject at this point? Can we go back to Bacon or Lamo being gay? Like,
you know, Tom can be a total asshole, but he's not a bad guy. And I, you know, whoever's puppeting that account right now is somebody who's a lot more disturbed. You know,
Tom's a good shit. I got it now.
Tom can be vengeful and bitchy, but Tom wouldn't make cracks about wearing somebody's skin, and I don't think he would.
No, he wouldn't.
The problem is that
the
government is pumping him with the same chemical they gave Lamo, so it's not Tom anymore. This is like Illuminati reptile Tom we're dealing with here.
There you go.
No, did we do that? We only do that on the full moon on the beer. You're not allowed to talk about that unless you've been initiated anyway.
All right, let's talk about Lamo for a second, just for shits and giggles.
Oh, do we really have to?
He has metal rods in his ass, and it's quite possibly
we don't.
Electronic.
Yeah,
we don't.
Don't give me shirt up, Lamo.
I ignore the Jester. I don't hate the Jester because he's irrelevant. Lamo,
right.
I do hate. Lamo is a worthless piece of shit.
Hannibal Lecter.
Who should probably die in a fire.
So his claim to fame is that
he had a heart.
He's an attention whore.
What's his claim to fame? I'm actually unclear on this, but I've been seeing him in IRC
Lamo's claim to fame is that he's the guy who snitched on Bradley Manning.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But yet there isn't any hard copy to suggest that that is a fact. Just
do what?
Is there hard copy to suggest that that is actually that Manning went to him?
Yes. Yeah. Lamo will tell you. Yeah. No, that's 100% fact.
He openly admits
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not in anybody's dispute. It's
okay.
know, part of the discovery in court and whatnot.
So here's my big question, and Jesus, I really don't want to make enemies by asking the question, but
then
if Manning put all that info out there,
mm-hmm.
and is let me ask you guys, I'm not going to tell you what my opinion is.
Sure.
Is what Manning did wrong or not?
Absolutely not.
So.
Okay. Manning, you look at the information that Manning leaked. The information that Manning leaked exposed war crimes. Anybody who wants to argue with that is a liar.
Oh, okay. It did expose a potential war crime, but do you know where he got it from before he exposed it?
Who, Manning?
Yes. Do you know
where he had access.
He got it from the Anunnaki.
I don't mean the nature of it being classified or any of that. I said, you know where literally he took it from?
The computer
he
used? No, I don't know what you're asking.
From a JAG investigator's computer. It was being investigated criminally by the military investigators who were fully aware that something might not have been right with what was going on there. And he took it out of that folder and gave it to Assange, who edited the shit out of it to make it look 10 times worse than it really was, gave it an inflammatory name, and used it to stir up all kinds of anger and hatred that probably ends up getting people killed.
Hold on. No, but there's not been maybe soldiers, but, like, names of, like, operatives and stuff like that. None of them people were harmed. All right. The people who were killed were Iraqi and Afghanistan children. That's the kind of stuff he exposed. Without Manning, we probably don't pull out of Iraq. We're probably still sitting in Iraq right now without Manning. But regardless on what you think, was it right or was it wrong? The thing is whistleblowers should have protection. Okay. There's no argument against that. If what you expose is exposing a crime, you should be protected. Regardless on if you agree with the fact that it should have been exposed.
But if you commit a crime in exposing that crime, you should be tried for the crime that you committed in exposing the other crime.
No, I disagree with that.
Why?
That's like completely hypothetical example.
Pledged sword. It's activism. It's civil disobedience. It's
right.
It's,
but whistleblowing isn't activism. Whistleblowing it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing as going out and protesting against something.
Really, do you think Manning? You think Manning didn't think of himself as an activist?
No, the things that I've read, and mind you, I'm not intimate with how Manning thinks or anything. I'm pretty sure he didn't think of himself as an activist.
Okay, let me
completely hypothetical question or a scenario. Cop kills, you know, some 13-year-old girl riding her bike down the street. The police cover up the investigation. Some kid.
Well, that is not. That's not the same scenario. So that's
No. I'm not liking this to what Manning did. Just let me finish real quick, Jen.
Okay.
All right. Police cover it up. All right. One day, inside one of these cop cars, there's a folder that happens to have this information. If somebody breaks into that car to get that folder, should that person go to jail for breaking into that car, even though they exposed the crime that this little girl was murdered?
That's a hard.
Whether they went looking for the folder or they found the folder in the course of the break-in.
Right. Now, riddle me this. Okay. Manning.
They're going to get it for the break-in one way or the other. But, you know.
Manning released, okay, let's just say, instead of giving Assange that giant file that he gave him, let's say he just gave him that one the one video, the what they call the murder video, if you will.
Well, what,
the one with the Blackhawk
really,
going against the van with the news reporters and all that
what
shit.
What really disturbs me about that scenario, though, was he did not take that from a cover-up. He took that from an active investigation. He took it from a prosecutor's evidence files, and he gave it to Assange, who was gleefully awaiting
okay.
it, and Manning had a clear interest in sort of kissing up to Assange and impressing him because of that. And I've seen Assange on the IRC back in the days, and he used to play up to the hilt that whole romantic hacker crap and spin these kids up into this kind of odd worship of him. And I think, you know, he's a lot more culpable than Manning, in my opinion. Manning knew what he was doing. I don't think he was thinking he was being a noble whistleblower. I think he was literally digging through everything he could find to find something that would please Assange.
Okay, right on. That's Jen Emick. She's live with us here for another 12 minutes. I also have a fucking shitload of people on the line. I got callers on hold. Callers, please be patient. I will get to you. The show looks like it's going to go into overtime, so... if anybody out there is listening and wants to continue listening beyond the next 12 minutes, you should call in. You don't have to talk. You just call in and listen. But I want to get to these calls. People have been very patient. Let's go to this caller. You're on the air. What's on your mind? Caller? Hello, caller. Is this thing on? OpNoPro, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
You're on.
Okay, we got a caller on the air. Your area code 805. You're on the air.
Sorry, my bad.
No worries. Who are you and what's up?
Well, I got a question for the panel concerning Manning. Okay, and mind you, I'm not gonna say who I side with at all, which I don't. I just kind of watch and eat my popcorn, but. My question is that file was so large, was it not so large that even Manning himself probably had no clue of how much data and whether it was even worth anything or not? You know, I mean, he had to have help in order to actually digest everything that he was transferring over. There's no humanly possible way that one man could do that all by himself. So wouldn't it be logical or even just, you know, your only choice to hand it over to a team like WikiLeaks? It was pretty much like the golden gate for him. He probably thought of it before, but then, you know, once WikiLeaks came along and all that crap, he, you know, asked for their assistance. What do you guys think of that theory? That's something I was thinking about as you guys talked about it.
I think the opposite is true. I think he went looking for stuff to give Assange because I think he met Assange before he, you know, I think he was looking to impress him with stuff. And if I remember right, that video was encrypted, so he himself wasn't even really sure what was in it until after he had passed it.
At the time, Jen, am I unmuted?
Yes.
Yes, you're unmuted.
Okay.
You're five.
At the time, Manning was breaking up with his boyfriend, so he was in a precariously... fragile mental state and probably real easy to be manipulated. Now, I haven't been able to say this yet, and I want to get this out there. If all Manning had grabbed was the quote Blackhawk murder video, and that was all he grabbed, that was it. Instead of the thousands of pages of shit that wound up getting posted and probably endangered operatives, both Afghani and Pakistani and U.S. ops, then if he just dropped that one video, then I'm not so sure that – I imagine that the full weight
– I agree. I think you're right.
Would be coming – I'm sure that the full weight would be coming down on his ass, but it wouldn't be – He grabbed it. It's kind of like he went in and highlighted his whole fucking drive and dumped it onto a thumb drive instead of pulling the one thing that you were taught that I think Sicko was talking about okay, so there's this file on the back of a police car that proves the cops killed a 13-year-old girl. That's a single incident. If Manning had grabbed the docs for a single incident and dropped it and Lamo hadn't said anything, would we still be pulling out? Fucking right, we'd still be pulling out because it proved a certain point. But there was so much other extraneous shit. I mean, more than a gig of text, for Christ's sakes. That's an amazing amount of text.
I don't think we would be pulling out because if you drop one video is easy enough to say, okay, well, this is an isolated incident.
No, this doesn't happen a lot.
We had already
and
with the way that you guys are all in. Didn't Bush announce when we were pulling out?
Can we shut Jen up?
What about Bush?
Okay, Jen, shut up. Everybody, I'm shutting everybody up. I got a couple more callers I want to get to. But caller, thank you. I appreciate the call. And let's go. The people in the chat room are telling me that Shmoop is on the line. So I'm going to try to find a Shmoop. Let's see if this is Shmoop.
Oh, shit.
Caller, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hey, yes, Shmoop. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastical, Shmoop. Well, what's up with you?
Yes, I would just like to tell Jen that I'm actually in Montana right now, and I'm with Kelly, okay? And we're actually both planning to, send another hitman to our house with, like, three pizzas this time. I'm going to put the gun in the pepperonis. Is that okay, Jen?
Jen?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm not going to engage in that. I'm sorry.
Why are you not going to engage in that, Jen? Why do you have to be so immature like that? Hello?
Jennifer
Rose, Emmick, hello.
Yeah, well, I guess she's declining to comment. Anything else, Shmoop?
I would actually just like to say that, it's funny that she cracked the ball bag, but she's saying that she hung out with Assad and IRC. I just think that's pretty funny, She's hanging out with terrorists and IRC and shit.
Yeah, that's kind of a trip, isn't it? That
Shmoop,
no,
I know.
Shmoop say that.
Shmoop speaks a little truth.
Somebody's got bricks between his ears. That might be what he hears.
Jen,
it's okay.
It's true. Shmoop says it.
IRC is a small
if
world.
Not,
yes, things were different in 2008. They weren't the same 2 years later.
Jen, blame Barfy.
I think everybody knows that. Blame who?
Blame Barfy, Jen.
Oh, by the way, Kelly says hi, by the way. Me and her are hanging out in Montana right now. Me, her, and R Jack Six, we're all hanging out in Montana.
Sweet.
Now.
Well, hey, we got. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more caller here before we go off the air, but we'll continue the podcast as long as folks want to stick around. Don't be shy if you want to call in and listen to the show beyond the next 5 minutes. Call 347-826-7667. That's when the mothership takes off. Your boarding pass would be 347-826-7667. That's also the call-in line. You call in, you press the number 1, bada bing, bada boom, you're on the air. I got a caller who's been waiting patiently. Go ahead, caller. You're on. Who's this? Caller? Jesus Christ.
Well, if
Jesus
is on the line,
let him on,
man.
What the fuck
hang
is going
on? Hang on. I'm muting everybody. Just
it's
isolate. Saying
anything.
Caller, are you there? Who's this? Caller
is
from
it
the
me?
Six. Yeah, it's you. Is that Becker?
Call up the area code, bro. How am I supposed to do a non-air if you don't call up my area code and give me a heads up?
626, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, is that Anani Bear? Anani Bear?
Yeah, hi.
What's going on,
Hello.
Anani Bear?
Hi. I'm just hanging out, having a few beers.
Anani Bear, you should you really be drinking? Is it good for bears to be drinking?
Yes.
If you never heard of Berenschlager.
Voice changer.
I'm sorry, say that again, Gonzo.
I said plus voice changer. Jesus, that's a bad falsetto. Speak up, woman.
An eye bear. Say fat, fat, fat.
Sweet.
God, a naughty bear is so god cute.
Plus helium.
He's adorable. He is adorable. It's horrible.
Yep.
I'm in the wheel. I'm not using a voice changer.
Oh, God.
But you are changing your voice in some ways.
Well, helium balloon plus cocks.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Don't be rude to Nani Bear. Nani Bear.
Yeah. But Nani Bear is hardcore.
I just
clearly
want to say I love you guys.
We love you too, Nani Bear.
Oh my God, Nani
Oh,
Bear,
that's so snuggly.
Yeah. Are you so snuggly, off no pro? You're so snuggly. Yes, Kate. Guess what?
Chicken butt.
You're pregnant, off
no
pro.
No.
God bless her.
Expect hugs.
Yeah. Expect hugs. Okay.
Expect hugs. Yeah. Hashtag that. Everybody tweet out the show and hashtag expect hugs.
Yeah. But we just won't hashtag expect bacon.
There's some weird
no,
people
bacon,
on the internet.
Bacon has been covered. I just checked my Twitter feed a minute ago. Bacon has definitely been covered. No worries.
Good.
No
You're
need
welcome,
to,
Vince.
Yeah, you know, no need to do that. But again, I want to thank my panel. It's been a very lively discussion this evening. It's been a pleasure to have all of you pleasuring me with your dialogue. I have OpNoPro with me, The Hammer, Jen, Gonzo, Sicko, Bert, and Anani Bear, and Geist.
God bless her.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's stuck it out in the chat room. We got a non-forecast. Actually, let me do the proper music here. There's
this is going to get real weird.
Finally.
I'm not following the protocol here. Oh, man.
Real fucking anonymous. Weird.
Well, all right, here we go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take this moment as we wind down the program, the live portion of the program down. I want to spotlight the valiant warriors who have endured throughout this cavalcade of mediocrity I call disorderly conduct. I'm talking about a non-forecast, a non-fringe, a non-sicko, Litzy, C-Core Cut Cub, something or other, Dougie Dougie, Electro Soundwave, GU357, a shit ton of guest listeners, Hammer, this is code. I fucked it up again. My bad. Hammer in the chat room. Hillbilly 865, Jennifer 42, Jewish producer, can lick my balls. Mary Mad, Melissa 13, Nyan Wall, Kianga, Shadow Fuck, Sith Lord Moore the Second, and Soundwave 123. Of course, Stabby McHugs, the Dr. John, Vert, Geist, and everybody else who was here. Thank you so much. Talk to you next time. We're now into the extended portion of the program. We're going into what we call archive mode. We'll continue the discussion here in a second. This is going to be a part of, just so you all know, this is going to be, you know, archived and posted and, you know, this will be part of the complete broadcast or podcast, if you will. I'm going to take a quick little break here to tinkle. And do I have any requests? Anybody request a song they'd like to hear while we take a little interlude?
Suicidal Tendencies.
Suicidal Tendencies?
and you can't find that
song.
Make me feel old.
Institution.
Yeah.
Institution. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I have that. I actually have that.
I'm sure you do.
Here it is, and we'll be right back.
Cool. I'll hold.
Yay.
Oh, great. Oh. Rickrolled.
Rickrolled.
I'm hit.
Yeah.
I'm hit.
That fucker.
We can't see, but I'm dancing my ass up right now.
Oh, my God. We got Rickrolled.
Man, no strangers to love.
That's just me.
That bastard. Oh, shit. That's fucking hilarious.
Right, dudes. Sorry, I don't have
nice.
That song that you asked.
Nice,
that you asked for.
Nice.
That was good.
No,
was
you Rickrolled all of us, man. Good
dude,
call.
Didn't see it coming.
It's what I have to do.
Oh no, that was classic.
It's
classic.
When me and Mo get married, that's gonna be our song.
Oh, that's epic.
Oh, I guess I have to end with "You Mad Bro."
Yeah. Right.
Oh, Vince.
Oh, fucking epic.
No, but seriously, I'm just kidding. I have your song. It's right here. Let me play it for you. Oh, wait. No, I don't have it. My bad. All right.
Oh, well. Well, you know, there goes the 80s of my youth.
Shit.
Oh, God.
You play that backwards, you get the name of the Beatles.
That's right. I think it says number nine, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I had that on vinyl. Yeah. It was blue.
Oh,
so,
God.
You know, we were talking earlier about the whole SWAT gate saga that's just been ongoing for years now.
Yeah,
Breitbart, centuries.
Fucking Brandon Darby and all
those
dudes.
Yeah, everybody's involved. Everybody's got their fingers in it. It's disgusting.
Nah, not really.
I had to unfollow all these people like Stranahan and these people are all
Stranahan.
Nuts. They're all
Stranahan.
Like sociopaths. What
okay, Stranahan. Let's talk about Stranahan for a second.
Yeah, I can answer
just for fun.
He's also
Stranahan is a fucking pornographer who saw the light about 15 minutes before Breitbart killed over dead, and put his lips right on Breitbart's ass and started selling Breitbart T-shirts before the guy's body was cold. Now I am no fucking Breitbart fan. In fact, Breitbart was pretty much everything I fucking hate about the far right. And I'm not far right or far left. If you look at my profile, I'm a centrist. I'm an analyst, and I try to take things at face value as much as I can. Breitbart was a fucking nut job, but Stranahan,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, he's got a history in soft core, black and white, lazily shot, shitty porn involving his wife and a bunch of other actors that he's tried to hide before he went far right. Stranahan's a fucking joke. I mean, Stranahan should be completely and utterly disavowed from Breitbart. Brandon Darby with all his fucking stupid-ass bullshit swatting crap. I mean, Christ, you put Darby's voice up against that SWAT gate voice, and wow, sounds remarkably similar. But
it does sound similar, but it's not Darby.
It probably isn't.
It
probably isn't Brandon, but you know, Brandon's been interviewed, Jen, and he said that he doesn't even carry Breitbart's politics. I mean, if we're gonna go there,
oh, well,
then
I try to
both those guys, both of those guys are
I'm still
concerts.
A bit left of center. And,
sorry,
you know,
hold on. Go ahead,
Ben. You know, I don't like the politics. I don't like a lot of the actors
those,
in this.
Yeah,
but what happened clearly.
Both of those guys, Stranahan and Darby are very recent converts to the Breitbart.
Yeah, well, Darby's got interviews that go back to.
Like, these guys aren't trying to infiltrate Breitbart, you know?
Infiltrating Breitbart. All you have to do to infiltrate Breitbart, Ben, is to go as far right and then fall over the fucking edge, and then you're Breitbart. Anybody can infiltrate Breitbart.
Guys,
I can create a nick tomorrow.
I've got about 1 minute left of battery power, so I just want to say it was a pleasure talking to everybody. Hit me up on Twitter if you want to continue conversating.
Okay, Stinko.
Not Stinko.
Yeah, man, definitely a pleasure, my brother.
You rock.
Take
care, guys. Brother.
Now,
right
as far as, Brandon Darby and Stranahan and that kind of shit goes, and of course, Neil Rauhauser. It's not Rouser, it's Rauhauser. Now, I've been intimately involved with Neil's Sheridan account, and I tried to get involved with, tried to figure out the maze of shit that is Neil Rauhauser and all his stuff. And I'll tell you what. Listen, you know, he's a smart guy. Is he right? I clearly he's. I mean, Jesus, Ritalin or Adderall or something. Something's going on there. You know, I don't know what his actual deal is, and he more than likely is probably listening to this, and I'm probably going to get fucking bombed with shit after this, because I've talked to him. He's far left of left, and nobody actually, I don't think anybody, Jen, you honestly, I'll leave the floor to Jen. Do you really honestly have any fucking clue what Neil is really all about? Do any of us actually know what Neil's
I have sort of been forced to learn because, you know, people came to me about a year ago asking me to help with this guy, right? And I was just like, I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God, no way. You know, he seems like a psychopath, and all his victims, most of them seem kind of crazy, too. And it seems like a couple of years ago, around the election, a bunch of
people. Well, in a way, they kind of cancel each other out then, don't they?
No, really, they don't. Because there's the people that talk crazy with politics, and there's a lot of
those. Wait a second. Who cancels who out, Mance?
Oh, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Let's just pick. I mean, you can pick anybody that's could be a Rouser equivalent.
Well, are you saying for instance, Randy Hahn, for instance, and I can go on Randy Hahn anytime you want. That's one of those top conservatives of Twitter accounts.
If you're just comparing,
I know all about Randy. You want to talk about Randy versus
if you're
Neil?
You're comparing Greg Howard to Neil Rauhauser. You know, just their political views. Yeah, they cancel.
Greg Howard or Greg
Howard? They're all nuts. But if you compare behavior,
are you talking Howard or Hausch?
Howard.
Okay.
I'm saying if you're talking about just polar opposites politically, and both having wingnut opinions and so on, but you know the methodology. I mean, because there's something weird going on in Neil's head. Because Neil's got this big conspiracy theory going on, and he keeps adding people to it, and he keeps fixating on these people, and it's, you know, and then they react and they notice him and they're like, dude, get off of me. And you know, so then he goes, oh, you're talking about me, you're stalking me, look, here's pictures of your kids and your puppy and your dog,
Neil,
and your neighbor,
Neil,
and I'm calling
Neil
your
plays.
Job, and here's a picture of your front door that somebody just took.
But Jen, we know that Neil's biggest game, okay, just I'm saying, I'm a centrist, I'm neither right nor left, and that
I'm
is
right
the truth
with you. Yeah.
Okay, at being a centrist, I'm saying that Neil is definitely far left. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, no argument.
I mean, there's no arguments. I mean, I'm not saying he's a fucking socialist, which apparently, you know, our president is, you know, closing in on socialism pretty fast. But
are you kidding
Neil,
me? We've
Neil,
already
okay.
been a socialist nation. We have better social programs here. We have better social programs in the United States than they do in communist China. Or fucking.
But we don't have better socialist programs in place than say, the UK, which I've spent a lot of time in, or Holland. I've spent a lot of time in Holland. Holland and the UK are much more socialist than we are.
No argument there at all. But they're not broadcast
like,
as being communist nations, though.
Oh, no. Communism's dead. I mean, and that's even Jesus. I mean, China is, quote, communist. If they're communist,
Where's Candy Crowley when you need her?
No, I think China is more capitalistic than we are. That's kind
of
my
point. Well, of course they are. Look at Fox. I mean, just take everything away from China. And let's just call them communists for a second. And then drop Foxconn, who builds all of Apple's shit, into the mix, and it completely, completely eviscerates the notion that China is at, in the least bit communist. The only reason they're communist, China is communist, is, I mean, in any way, shape, or form, is that the 1% live better than the other 99%. Does that sound familiar to the United States? If it does, then I think I made my point. When you've got people that are trying to build iPhones and under guard and are being, you know, last week they just kicked a bunch of 14-year-old, quote, interns out of Foxconn building iPhone 5s. Now,
yeah, I think it was a week or two ago I saw a news item about them having to shut down the plant for a day or a half a day or something, and it was just like
They had to get fake IDs made. They're good at that, the Chinese. Me and Jen will agree on that. The Chinese are more capitalist under their so-called communist rule than we are. We have exported. Okay, let's shift focus for just a second, just for shits and giggles, to Bain Capital. This will be a big ooh-ah. Bain Capital shipped out more work in the 15 years before Romney ran, while he was making his miserable quarter billion dollar offshore income, which, by the way, just for shits and giggles, Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band is worth $250 million. He made it all here. He didn't put any of it offshore, and he gives back. Just comparatively, Romney, on the other hand, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when they offered tax amnesty to the assholes that were dumping all their money offshore in tax dodges, Romney took tax amnesty. Nobody, Fox News is never going to say that shit. And if any of the, quote, liberal left media says it, everyone goes, oh, it's the liberal left, and Bill O'Reilly has a fucking seizure. Well, Romney's been hiding money up until a point where they said, you know what, motherfucker, bring it in or fuck you, we'll put you in jail. And all of a sudden, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, God, Mitt, you know, if I had $250 million, I could have three or four law firms hiding my money, too. But, you know, I think I'm really getting off point here. What I'm really getting at is that we're not any less capitalist than communist China, and we're no more socialist than Britain. And Neil Rauhauser, for all his foibles, and God knows there are many, I have read all of his blog posts, I've been following the guy for a long time. People who call him crazy, they're wrong. He's not crazy. He just has a different way of looking at things.
He's crazy. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm not talking about his politics.
Okay.
I don't care what he believes in.
Okay, he's crazy.
He's crazy. Breitbart doesn't make me wake up in a sweat. Breitbart doesn't know how to make a threat that sounds an awful lot like a threat and makes you worry for a couple hours, and then
if he'd stayed alive long enough to play puppeteer for this election, he would have been pulling the fucking strings, and he would have been laughing his ass off over a glass of white wine while people got swatted. I'm just saying.
It's possible, but you know,
he died.
The point I'm trying to make
it's happening
is that,
anyway.
Is that somebody caught Neil up to
like
antics, and at the time it wasn't that big a deal. It was ugly, but it would have blown over. They were trolling people like Greg Howard and other people who were easy to anger. They were posting dirty pictures attached to their children. They were doing whatever they could to provoke a reaction. that they were taking these reactions and they had a little Flickr gallery, and they were putting them in and calling them the crazy teabagger gallery, and then they would delete the offensive tweets they were making and go, look at these nutbags threatening to kill us because we're Democrats. And the current, object of his desire is the one that found and screencapped this stuff. And, you know, today he posts a picture of what he thinks is the front door of her house.
Now,
clearly
I've talked,
been taken from a few feet away.
Jen, like you.
You can't tell me that's the action of a sane person.
No, I can't. Listen, Michelle and I have spoken personally also, and I take her much more seriously than the trenches does and than Neil does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very familiar with the guys from the trenches. I mean, we speak. And, you know, it's funny. I talk to the far left and the far right. And
well,
they
have a spectrum
really,
there. I mean, I'm pretty close with a couple of them, you know, despite Brooks's crazy pants behavior.
Fuck Brooks. Once he comes up, well, you know, if he – it's like –
he's
look,
a fruitcake.
You know,
but, you know,
look,
I think
Greg is a great guy. You know, they're
like,
not all bad.
No, nah, Brooks, you know, Brooks is probably more – all right than most of them. I mean, Randy Hahn, who
exist. Brooks talks mad fucking shit, dude.
He talks mad fucking shit, man.
Like,
but
if he was in a bar with half the people he talked shit with and said the shit that he tweeted, I don't think he'd be fucking saying it the next time.
No, you're absolutely right. Brooks is Brooks, and I don't actually touch base with Brooks. I have a reasonable handle
on... Bipolar. I try not to let it get too...
Yeah,
you know,
the entity called Randy Hahn. I'm familiar with him through back channels. And, you know, you got a bunch of people who have climbed onto this whole teacot. Top conservative on Twitter hashtag, and have rode that shit for all they're worth. I mean, you know, for instance, Randy Hahn, he doesn't even exist as a real human being. He's basically a figment of his own imagination with 30 million followers, and he can talk all the shit he wants. He follows me, and I let him. I didn't block him because, well, fuck, I don't give a shit. You know, as far as that goes, honestly. My docs, doxing me, let them. I welcome the intrusion of the far right wing into my life, and I'd laugh my bag off. Christ, I mean, if only the far right would send me pizza, then Christ, I could eat for a month. And you know, Jen and I just disagree on some salient points, let's say. And she doesn't probably overall doesn't like me, and I probably overall don't like her. But at least
we
respect.
I used to like you before you started.
Well, you know, you blocked
me. Along
fine. You blocked me a long time ago, but you like my other account, which
GK.
You enjoyed Barrett Brown LOL, didn't you?
Ferret,
don't get me started.
Be honest. Oh, Ferret Frown, you mean?
No. Barrett,
like,
no, Barrett Clown.
I kind of feel bad for Barrett. You know, honestly, I do.
Hey, let's have fun. Let's switch events. Let's switch the topic over to Barrett.
If it's legal what it's done to me, it's going to be legal what it's done to fucking FBI agent Robert Smith, who is a criminal.
That was a good
fucking love, you guys.
Oh, my God. You know, Barrett studied, Barrett, I was willing to let Barrett be Barrett, and I was in many tiny chats with him until I called his girlfriend a whore, I probably should have been nicer about it, but she initially didn't strike me the right way, kind of like she should be wearing pasties. Now, if she's listening, Elvira, she knows I've already apologized and whatnot, and it's all good. But Barrett, when I insulted his girlfriend, Barrett actually put people on my docks, like nobody's business, and threatened me publicly on Twitter.
Multiple times,
and I've got all this
name I didn't even know.
I've got all the screen caps. You know.
Barrett's girlfriend at the time, Emma, was getting all over everybody, and she was throwing out docs, and you know, so he was like, fine, you want to dox, I'll dox you and your sister.
They failed dox me twice.
Rolling around with this stuff about it being her daughter.
She dropped docs on me twice, Jen, and she failed twice, and that was about all I was willing to really tolerate from Barrett, and that's why the Barrett Clown account came about after Barrett got V+, and the reason that Zoo was in the Tiny Chat, here's a little news flash for you, Vince. The reason that Zoo out was, or XU out rather, was in the Tiny Chat in the first place to record that, which went viral, was because of the docs dropping bullshit. And he's a personal friend of mine, and I asked him to just kind of monitor what Barrett was doing while he was, you know, studying tapes of Hunter Thompson and how to speak like Hunter.
You know what I thought was interesting about the Tiny Chat clip was the moment that the cops bust down the door.
She closed the laptop.
No.
No.
Up pops an account starts broadcasting called Blitzkrieg. And it's just like a loop of like it looks like a beginning of some like porn video or something. I thought that was interesting that Blitzkrieg signed on and started broadcasting just at the exact moment those guys are coming in. Obviously they know what they're doing. They're monitoring that Tiny Chat.
Absolutely.
So I was wondering. I think that's a little wink at the audience to tell you the truth.
Yeah, there's that definitely. There's definitely a conspiracy. There's definitely that conspiracy theory angle to go at. Barrett wasn't a people person. And part of that has to do with opiate addiction. I've known, unfortunately, it's been my displeasure to know, I don't know, half a dozen or so junkies, and they're not people.
In fact,
you know, they'll break into your mother's house when, I'll give you a for instance, I know a junkie who a few weeks ago knew that my sister wasn't going to be home, so this individual stopped by my sister's house and stole a couple of her kids' bicycles. I mean, you know, junkies are fail. And Barrett, you know, he had Suboxone, which was supposed to be oral. And what Barrett was doing was taking the strips, cooking them down, and sticking them in his arm. That's not a guy who's looking to kick. That's just a guy who doesn't want to go down to the nearest neighborhood and buy heroin.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jen.
You know, and that's a shame because honestly, the guy was bright. At some point in his life, the guy was bright.
Oh, no doubt. He's still bright. He's
really smart. That's the tragedy of it. He's really smart, but I think what happens, he feels inadequate, and he's probably got a real severe ADD on top of the rest of it, so he has trouble, you know, finding himself or finding something to do with himself that occupies his time or is a vocation.
Well,
and
so he smoked pot, drank, and did a lot of
smack. So he decided, well, he does what a lot of those guys do. He became, you know, I mean, they either become a musician or an activist, don't they?
Well,
you know,
and
then they get a little older and they buy a motorcycle and later they buy a little store somewhere. But, you know, it's sort of
Barrett wasn't musically gifted. He wasn't musically gifted.
So he became an activist, yeah.
He didn't want to be
a beat the street, get dragged away kind of activist. He wanted to be a mouth.
He was really good, I think, at getting people to trust him, like at bringing in this thing. I mean, Barrett was never the spokesman for fucking Anonymous. I think
I'm aware of that.
I think that Anonymous would. I think Anonymous. I mean, their general posts have been, you know, he may be in jail, but and he may be an e-fag, but he's our e-fag. Well, okay, that's great. That's all well and good. In the end, let's fast forward 5 years. Did Barrett Brown ever do any good for Anonymous other than sign a book contract with Amazon, who Anonymous did?
He got thrown out of that contract, by the way. He got ejected.
Do you mind if I interrupt?
Another writer.
Well,
so,
it was a $100,000 contract. He pulled $25,000 cash out of it, and Greg Hausch, from what I understand, not to be spoken as Christian fact, I understand that it was a $100,000 contract. Hausch pulled $75,000. Barrett pulled $25,000, and I'm sure he pissed through that fast. I mean, $25,000 today is nothing. You know,
right.
I would have liked. I think everyone would have liked to have gotten behind Barrett as the e-fagging Hunter Thompson of the 21st century. I mean, the kid has charisma. He has charisma, and I've got a lot of years on Barrett. So, and I know you do too, Jen. We're not that far apart in age.
Probably not.
We're both in our 40s. Probably an easy way to put it.
I'm 40. I'm not 41 until next month. So.
Well, there you go. I'm right about there with you. I'm right about there with you. And you know, I think Barrett could have been a voice.
Hello.
He silenced himself.
Yeah,
hello.
No Pro.
Hello, hello,
sorry.
Hello.
Sorry, No Pro. I think No Pro has been trying to cut in here for.
Sorry,
a second.
No Pro.
No, Vince. I'm not. I'm listening to the whole thing. I won't talk about Barrett.
I thought I heard you trying to cut in there, and
that's
I wasn't
Bert.
Sure. Huh?
That's Vert.
Oh, is that Vert? Oh, Vert, did you
yes,
want to say
is.
Something? Yeah, what did you want to say something?
You're damn right.
Okay, yeah, the floor is yours. Go for it, man.
I got to say that fucking BB did something for Anonymous. He got me my lawyers. He fucking was the one person that got me a recall by NLG. So your guys is fucking shit-talking. I fucking talk. Jen,
mm-hmm.
I talked to you on IRC before this shit, and it just pissed me off.
What's your count? I don't recognize you.
I cannot say.
Which
IRC? Can you say that much? Because I can't reference it.
I cannot.
I have to tell you, and it's important for people to know, there was someone impersonating. If you talk to someone calling themselves Fake Greg on the IRC, that would be not me.
No, I don't give a fucking shit about Fake Greg. I talked to you on our IRC where I was a moderator, blah, 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 before all this shit happened to me. But BB, before all this shit happened to him...
That's right.
For you. So he is a great man.
No, I'm
right
just saying it's unlikely.
Fuck.
No, hey, that's hey. Listen, man, that's you know that's
actually
cool.
I know
it's
a fucking
fact.
You're
entitled to be loyal to the guy and to have an opinion.
Well,
hey,
Jen, look at what the guy did for him. I mean,
I
honestly,
Jen,
I welcome somebody who says. That.
This is what I say. I don't think that Barrett overall was a terrible person. I think Barrett was a person who was having a hard time finding himself, and he had a lot of anger, and I think it was a lot of anger over his own life situation and the way it turned out, and he used to reference that a lot. He was a little rich kid, and he had a real hard wake-up.
Well, I'm
going to
stick with
never...
Ben. Shut the fuck up.
Kind of recovered from that, and you know, I think he had a lot of anger that was displaced, and he was looking for somewhere to stick it. And someone to blame.
Yeah, but you know what? With Barrett Brown, I think he saw himself as an activist, and I think ultimately the guy meant good. You know, he was trying to do good. He was trying to make a difference. And, you know, whether his skewed version of what, you know, his utopian society or whatever was all about. you know, as weird and sleazy and egomaniacal and he was, you know, he did, you can't deny that he did some good. And I think Vert is one example of where, you know, hey, you know, Barrett Brown actually made a difference and you know, made some calls, and you can't deny that he was really well connected. I mean, if you look at his icon for his Twitter, it's that little brain with all the arrows pointing out his whatever Project PM bullshit. But he kind of sort of was that little hub, you know, the outward facing hub for a little snapshot in time for a lot of these hacktivists. And I think he was trying to be altruistic and really trying to make a difference and really help out the folks that were kind of on board with his cause and risking civil disobedience and whatnot and incarceration or indictment or whatever. And I think every once in a while, you know, he might have did something good. I don't think he was totally a sleazeball.
It's about intent, Vince. Ooh, right on up, no pro. It depends why he's doing it and what he has to accomplish for himself.
He was in a very weird place, too, towards the end. Because, like, he's kind of like the butt of all the jokes, you know? And I kind of figured after years and years and years, the guy's just got, you know, sort of built a thick skin to it and just, you know, whatever, ignores it. But for some reason, you know, every once in a while, I would just crack a joke about him or something and rib him. And I'd say about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks before he got raided, he just went off on me on Twitter saying, like, you have 10 minutes to call me right now or I'm gonna you know, get you for libel and all this shit. And he's like, okay, 5 minutes. And I was just like, Jesus. He's like, you've attacked me dozens of times. And I was like, dozens of times? What are you talking about, dude? I think I've cracked, like, maybe, like, 5 jokes about you ever. You know, I was trying to scroll back in my Twitter and just, like, see, you know, and I was like, yeah, some of this is maybe, you know, I could see how. But the thing is, what I didn't realize at that moment was he was lashing out at everybody at anything. And it
you're right.
And at the end, he was just anything that was in his way, he was going to try to run it over.
He's no different than Charlie Sheen, man.
No, you know what, Vert, you're right. And Vert, I'm awfully glad that the dude was there for you. I think that's awesome. And, you know, honestly, that's really cool because it gives me an insight beyond, like, Barrett and I and our personal differences and his bullshit dropping bullshit with me. I'm glad to hear from you personally that, you know, that he made a personal difference in your life. That's awesome, and it actually changes my view about Barrett to a degree, for sure, man. I mean, that's awesome that he stood up for you, because, I mean, you know, Barrett, God, you know, I as much as I've got issues with the way he and I played our chess match, you know, I wasn't happy that he got banned. That's for sure. You know, at the moment, I guess a lot of us had lulls the moment that happened because, well, I mean, you saw the YouTube videos, Jesus. I mean,
you kind of saw
that was just that was just off the chain, fucking nuts, bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone saw that coming, you know. But I'm glad he was there for you, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if he was there for you, and I, you know, I'll say this for the first time, if he was there for you, then undoubtedly he was there for a bunch of other people that the interwebs don't know about, and that's cool because that makes him a bigger man than his last several months would indicate to the interwebs. Because his last several months were, I mean, honestly, to anybody, pretty fucking pathetic, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was
fucking
insane.
It was not entirely his fault, though. He was getting manipulated.
Just shut Jen up. I mean,
Robert, if you got a personal problem, why don't you tell me who you are?
I do.
Instead of being passive aggressive,
and there's a real reason why he can't.
Yeah,
there's a real reason why he can't.
He thinks there are, but you know, 99.9% of the stuff that Barrett was saying about me and my intents were not true. It did not happen. It was paranoid conspiracy fantasy.
Jen, you do have a
bit of
Jen, you do have a bit of history with docs, so you know the reason
well,
he doesn't want
well,
to.
No,
talk.
I do, and I don't. And yes, I did. I did identify people.
Yeah, well,
Barrett
then you
was
should
not
be able
one
to see.
Of these people. And
no, but in all,
yeah, I never
in all
published
fairness,
anybody's address or you know anything else, and I was never
in all fairness. In all fairness to him, Jen, I've seen what you published. I've seen what you published, Jen. Don't play that. In all fairness to him, he has good reason to not ID himself further to you. Just
I'm asking him for a nickname. I'm asking him if he's got a reason
yeah,
for his
but
aggression
you know
and telling me
he's
to
already
shut
told,
the fuck up. And, you know.
He's already told you that he moderated IRC rooms that you were in.
Except that
back.
Didn't happen.
Listen,
I never used an anonymous IRC in a way that they
no,
could
but,
have identified.
Well, then,
so I'm asking him.
Hon, then you need to think back to the IRC rooms you used and the moderators, and he was obviously one of those, and just drop it. I mean, really,
I'm
just
perfectly willing to drop it, except that he keeps making passive-aggressive comments to me to shut up and
God bless you, Jen. God bless you, Jen. Sometimes I wish you'd shut the fuck up too, as much as. Just let the guy be and understand that where
I'm
he's coming from.
I'm not trusting the guy. The guy's jumping out and then
yeah,
cutting
me
off while I'm talking to somebody else. And I'm asking him why he's got a problem with me.
He explained it, Jen, to be fair.
He
I'm moderating this discussion.
Well, he said I was somewhere I've never been, and that I never would have been able to
speak
to
him. So, Jen,
okay, let's say
honest.
He got it wrong. Okay, just he got it wrong.
Yeah,
I was
he got it wrong.
Moderating.
My bad.
I know where I've been on the IRC, and I know that you, if you were in a non, you were not anywhere that I was, and you were especially not a moderator
definitely.
Anywhere
I was. I've
so
never
mistaken.
Been anywhere near an ION. Fucking IRC. Never been near Anon.
So I'll moderate this and say that we'll just agree to disagree. And
fuck
I think the greater.
I like this guy.
Yeah,
good
you know,
song. Sorry.
Hey, man. You know, it's.
No, I'm fine with disagreeing. I just don't like having somebody.
Just leave Bert alone.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Let's leave well enough alone and not play piss in the wind when it's blowing in our face, Jen. That's the best way to go about doing this. So let's just assume you've been where you don't think you've been, and let's assume that he's been where he said he was.
I know exactly what's going on, and you know, this is what's annoying me. So
exactly
you know.
Why you should be kicked off of this fucking call.
I am the moderator of this call.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Vince Dave.
Hey, Vince. Oh, Jesus.
I've been playing this.
Bert, are you still with us?
I'm punching popcorn here with
no
pro.
Yeah, here. Okay.
Right on. Right on, Ben. Oh, my God.
I totally forgot where we were going, though.
Feels like the first presidential debate, doesn't it?
Oh, my God.
And the last.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, look me up, brother. You know, I'm at Gonzo PhD on Twitter. And I don't need to know what your nick is. You know how to find me. Jen knows how to find me, but she's blocked me because I called a bunch of her fucking non-English speaking sock puppets out.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't have any sock puppets, dude. I do not have any sock puppets. I have one other account
Jen
that is closed, and I have no puppets.
Hey, let's talk about Jen. Let's shift this over. Let's shift this over to talking about the time shifter. Your number one non-English speaking troll. I have never met anybody in my life fucking dumber more shoe on fucking head than the time shifter. Mister,
and
I need a program
dude,
to transfer.
I like him. I like
I
him.
Know I know you
he's
do,
not
honey.
The most popular
I know
flavor
you.
At Baskin Robbins, but dude, you're friends with
Get him
now.
The fuck
you
out of here. Are you?
He's a douche. The guy could not. The guy is a permanent shoe on head.
What?
I mean, Asshurt Macbag, shoe on head was better than time
he
shifters ever.
He has a wicked sense of humor when you pay attention. And then
When you use Google Translate to get from French to English to French?
Huh? Are you still accusing me of having something to do with that guy's account?
I'm not saying
really
he's a sock. I'm not saying
no,
he's a
really,
sock. I'm saying
he's really
I'm
French.
Saying
he's
like your
he's
yeah,
really
I know. Oh, he's definitely really French and he's definitely a fucking moron. I've never seen him engage anybody with any sort of intelligence ever except some sort of broken English. I am the smartest non-English speaking Frenchman in the world. And Jen, you know the French.
Snap judgments, dude.
No, there's no snap judgment. The French are cheese eating surrender monkeys. Hello.
They won the Revolutionary War, dude, and that was the most important war.
You know, I'll tell you, I'll take all the Frenchmen trolling at my account at GonzoPhD at Twitter that they want to dump.
He trolls everybody.
He is a
you
cheese eating. He is a cheese
for a while, but you know what? I'm not his mommy.
He's
you know,
a cheese
I don't know why everybody
eating.
Comes to me and cries when he's mean to them or anything.
No,
else.
He's not mean. But, he's so fucking
you know?
Dumb that he can't spell dumb. It's he's a cheese
no,
eating surrender monkey.
Care?
Fuck.
Hubris,
you wonder.
Can't
you
spell
wonder.
Four words in a row and nobody.
Because
gets, you know?
Because he. He upsets everybody's timeline. He's so fucking stupid. That's why he's blocked. It's not,
well, then,
you know what? I will engage. You know what? I will engage intelligent trolls all day long just for fun. I have 15 years on the webs, Jen.
Wait,
I have engaged.
What's
engaged
an intelligent troll? I mean, what's your
an intelligent
an
troll
example.
Is someone? Okay, I'll give you an intelligent troll, just for shits and giggles. Neil Rauhauser. In your particular situation, would be called an intelligent troll. In fact,
no, he's a psychopathic stalker. He's not a troll.
When somebody stands
outside your front door in a state that they don't live in and takes a picture of your house and posts it on the internet with a threat,
Jen,
when somebody
your
calls
address,
your local
your
police station
been...
and says that you're threatening to kill yourself and they should get over there right now, and he did that.
Why do you pay any attention to it, Jen?
Okay, Gonzo, so you're saying if a cop came to your door and said that your very close
that was,
friend
that was
Neil
op
had
no
called
pro.
Them
by,
and said,
by the
no
way,
pro,
that
no,
was
no,
that was
yourself?
Op no pro. That was op no pro. That's a
oh,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go
either
ahead.
Either way, it still applies.
Jen,
the guy's
no
a
one's...
stalker. He's not trolling on Twitter. The guy has intruded into my personal life in a very disturbing way.
Well, for that...
The guy started writing up conspiracy theories with my name in them over a year ago and spreading them on the internet before I ever heard of the guy. And then he started texting me one night at 4 o'clock in the morning to tell me he had my Social Security number, ordering me to spy on Tom Ryan for him, telling me he was going to ruin my career and that he had spies everywhere...
I
and
have
that he
your
could,
fucking
he could
Social Security number.
Control my future. I mean... This was the first night they got it. This was the night it happened. This is right
night,
after
no
they tried to swat me. This guy's on the phone at 4 in the morning making threats.
Now, which SWAT was that, Jim? Was that last week's? Was that last week's?
No, I'm not talking about the party joke.
True.
I'm talking about they spoofed my phone number. They called in a report of armed gunmen holding the family hostage. They
when
gave
was this?
The wrong address, and they didn't realize.
What was the date of that?
Mid-May, maybe mid-May. I don't know the exact date. Middle of May.
Why don't you have an order of protection against those guys?
I've been working on it. I'm just wondering. I have actually put in orders of protection, and they have actually called the courthouse, impersonated me, and got their own case numbers and posted them on his blog. The problem is he's out of state. I have to schedule a hearing because he's out of state. They won't give me an ex parte. I have to go... you know, I have to collate all these various police reports because, yeah, you ever sit down and try to explain the internet to a, you know, kind of rural police station? I mean, this, we're talking people got a central
computer. I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm just asking. I'm not. Believe me, I'm not.
I have been working very, very hard.
No way, shape.
You know,
in no way, shape, or form would I.
Very, very frequently because she's terrified of him. Her family's. You know, he's after her family, her relatives, her boss.
Shut the fuck up.
You know.
let OpNoPro speak, Jen.
Well, I didn't even hear him.
That wasn't OpNoPro. That was actually Vert. Go ahead, Vert. Troll away,
Vert,
bro.
Okay, Vert, go on, man.
Troll, yo.
Jen.
Go for it, Vert.
We talked on IRC, and you just need to... Holy shit, shut the fuck up.
There we go again.
You're exposing yourself.
Just
look. Bird is real. You know, I've worked with him for years, and there's no reason to entice him or try and find out who he really might be.
I'm not trying to dox the dude. That's not even the thing I was doing when I put out that paper. People don't get that. Continually hunting around trying to find out who people are. I just
want to know
why he keeps cutting
in
and screaming at me.
If a person thinks it's happening, okay? Unfortunately, that's what we have
That's clearly not true because,
now, Jen, let me ask you, was the scrib deed that was attributed to you, was that written by Michelle Malcolm?
Supposedly it was written by Mandy Nagy, and that seems to be the consensus, but I don't know Mandy, so I don't know who really wrote it, but I do know it wasn't me, and I don't understand half of it, and I can spell mood.
Because I read that months ago, and, I mean, I knew by the language alone, just from reading you, I knew you didn't write it, but I didn't know who did, and I didn't know why that was injected into
the party, so to speak. Yeah, he sort of come up with this Team Seamus PDF that was all about how they were going to destroy Neil and Brett Kimberlin that was completely manufactured. And about a year ago, there was another PDF they put up on Scribd that was more of the same kind of, you know, Breitbart-y weird stuff that they just put out that also was named Emic something or other and was completely inexplicably weird that was attributed to Neil. And it's sort of like, you know, he can't find what he's looking for, so I think he kind of, like, manufactures these things and puts them out there and tries to get people interested. You know, like when he did that Chamber of Commerce document dump and pretended it was a huge leak and put up that torrent and got Anon to spread it around and it was just some public document.
Yeah.
And then he copped up to it. He was like, oh, I was just trolling. But I really think he's trying to, he thinks he's trying to uncover this vast conspiracy and he keeps getting frustrated and not being able to find what he's looking for. And so he just sort of injects these things in and hopes that people will pick it up and run with it or something. Because, I asked around, you know, supposedly he said he got it from EG Nazi, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw that before. You know.
I got you.
And Kosh, you know, he never saw it. So, you know, it leaves Neil. So.
Gotcha. Now, I understand. Well, listen, I think my work here is done, Vince. I think I've pretty much said all I've got to say, and I don't really think there's that much more I can add.
Dude, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you calling in, Gonzo. It's been a pleasure, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, hit me up on Twitter, and if you guys have you've got the guests and you've got the topic.
Speaking of the devil and he calls, I get off because X is calling.
Now, Jen.
Later.
How convenient. Jen. Okay, so, Jen, thank you for calling, too. I it's always a pleasure. I hope we hear from you again soon.
All right, well. So you know where to find me if you want to talk.
All right, cool. Thanks, Jen.
All
thanks,
right.
Gonzo.
Hey.
Yeah, Gonzo, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun.
Brother.
It was kind of like, for about a half an hour there, it was like the Jen and Gonzo show. It almost felt like Crossfire, like the old Tucker Carlson versus, who was the other dude? But you know what I mean.
I know you're talking.
It was just this rapid fire, you know, back and forth.
Bang,
I love
bang,
that.
Bang.
Yeah,
pretty
great.
Fucking awesome.
Good show.
Yeah,
good
it's
show.
Been good. Hey, brother, I'm glad Barrett stood up for you. You know, that's you know, that's something I didn't know before the show, and that's something I'll take away with me, and, you know, we'll work from there. You know how to find me. You know how to find me on Twitter. You know, follow up, send me a DM.
He did a lot
for
the PayPal 14. PayPal 14.
Man. Right on, man. You know, like I said, just follow me, and, you know, much love, bro.
Yeah, I'll look you up, dude. Have a good night.
All right. Hey, take care. All right. Hey, thanks, Vince. I appreciate it. You know,
no problem.
Care,
thank you, Gonzo.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. All right.
All right, bro.
Peace.
Peace out. There he goes, Gonzo PhD on Twitter. It's Gonzo PhD on Twitter. And the podcast is going to end here in a second. But before we sign off here, I want to go around the horn and get people's final thoughts. Let's start with the Hammer. The Hammer. Any final thoughts or you know, anything you want to plug before we sign off? Holy shit, hang on. Wait 1 second. There you go. Okay, sorry, Hammer. I hit the wrong button.
No worries. Yeah, I don't really have anything to add to this. I mean, this is some pretty good shit you got going on here, Vince. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you being on, and it wouldn't be a cool, fun time if it weren't for folks such as yourself calling in and contributing. So I really appreciate your call tonight.
No problem, man. You guys take it easy.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right.
You
the
too.
Hammer, everybody. And Vert, any final
the
thoughts?
Hammer? No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good
night,
job there. Good job.
Okay.
Trolling Jen there. I thought that was pretty
yeah.
ballsy. It was kind of funny. She's just talking. You're like, just hang up on her. Anyways, as he hangs up. Thanks for coming out, Vert. OpnoPro, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, leave Vert alone.
Amen, brother. All right, that's it, folks. We are done. Thank you so much for an epic podcast / live internet radio show. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's every pretty much every Friday from 9 p.m. Pacific to I'm sorry, it starts at 9 p.m. Pacific / 12 a.m. Eastern. And you're always welcome to join us here. Thank you for everybody who called. Special thanks to Anani Bear and everybody in the chat room who are all gone now. But that was fun times. And I'll be on again soon. I'm not sure when. I've been doing random shows lately. So follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And if I decide to spontaneously do a show, you'll know. I'm peace outing later.